If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Checking one. Check, checking one. God. Goddamn. Check, check, checking. Check. Fuck. Cock. Check. Pan. 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 Check one. Pan. Checking. Pan. Pan.
Now that's it. I won't put up with that. It's not necessary. I will not put up with this. We'll go into music and we'll play records. We will not talk. I won't tolerate it. We won't have any more of that. You're educated people. You're nice people. You are people. You're not animals. And for heaven's sakes, act like it. I will not put up with any more of this foolishness. We will go into records, and I swear we'll play records the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
And now...
You!
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
Our feature presentation.
That actually happened to one of our Christmas shows, which is good times.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Was it System of a Down bean?
Yes, the F-U chant.
F-U, F-U. And the whole crowd was going with it. It was like, yes, this is the spirit of Christmas right here.
They know how to bring it.
Nothing says happy birthday, baby Jesus.
That's right. That mentions it. You know, it's not really a holiday until you do the F-U chant.
Yeah.
And that's then right. You know that's
They've certainly set a tradition for
that's
us.
That's correct, yes. Morning, everybody. It's 5:32. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of Aprilingus.
KROQ listener reminds us that it's 150 days today until Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yay! Are you serious?
Wow. Right around the corner.
Does that guy have nothing to do with his life?
Thinking about shopping and planning and getting your party gear together because it's be here before you know it.
I was going to be super annoyed because you were going to say Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you come in with Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, not even close. Wow. You got to get past Pirate Day before you start thinking about Christmas.
Sure.
But, exactly. Okay. It's good to know somebody's keeping track of stuff like that.
It's a little troubling, though. I mean, you really have to have a lack of anything going on to start counting those days.
That listener is like Bean's cousin.
Yes.
Yeah.
How dare you.
Just nothing happening whatsoever. What's happening with you, Lisa? Bean?
Not too much. Finally watched the John Adams surgery episode. God almighty.
It's an HBO special show.
Yeah, it was the final show. I wept, actually, a couple of times. Because everyone dies. Everyone dies at the end. Which, it happens.
Because it's a biography of our second president, right. And it goes through his whole life. So when you get to the end, he starts losing kids. Because he's old. He's 90-something, right? And his wife dies. And then, he gets sick and dies. And I mean, I guess that's how the book had to end. And that's how the miniseries ends. But it's still sad because you don't want it to be over.
And the amazing thing is that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 4th of July, 50 years after the establishment of the country.
No kidding.
Which is kind of bizarre.
Who knew?
But the surgery is John Adams' daughter who has breast cancer.
Yeah.
Sarah Polly.
And, yeah. That's right. I had forgotten it was her. And, of course, they have no anesthesia. I don't even know. They gave her something to drink. I don't know what that was.
I hope it was strong. I hope it was bourbon or whiskey or something.
Didn't do much.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
And then, a stick to bite on.
Oh, dear God.
They just hack away.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
That's ugly.
Oh, my
this is,
God.
I tried to warn Lisa that it was one of the most difficult things that I've ever seen on television. I mean, it really, really sticks with you. But, yeah, they tie your legs and arms to the bedpost. They do it on your bed. You're not even in a hospital. You're at
God,
home.
God,
okay?
They tie your arms and legs.
Yeah.
You want them to. I mean, you don't
want to
be moving around during surgery.
I want
them
to hit me on the head and knock me out.
Yes, somebody just bonked me.
And then they give her a stick to bite on, and then they just pull out what looked like a kitchen knife.
I mean,
it wasn't surgical instruments or anything like that.
Was it a butter knife? Was it dull?
I hope not.
A spoon. They used a spoon.
A spork.
And then they pulled back her top, which was hot for about a second until you realized what was about to happen. And then they just went in there with a knife. And you just can't even imagine. I mean, I think a lot of people probably just said, you know what? I'm going to take my chances with the breast cancer and just go ahead and live out whatever time I've got rather than go through that.
Did that surgery work on her? I mean,
for a time, but it came back.
But
here's the...
She deserves for that to go away after going through that.
And her mom said... Do you want to go back to the doctor? She's like, no, mm-mm. I think it's too far advanced
I'm
now.
Good.
No, I'm good with this. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and die.
I know in the many weeks, what is it, 6 weeks, I guess, that show's been on, that yeah. Ralph has come in each Monday saying, thank God we live in the time that we live in, because what people had to endure back then just to get by is shocking. I mean, stuff you take for granted. I mean, just imagine, for instance, you know, just reading by candlelight your whole life. If you ever wanted to read at night, you have to read by candlelight. I mean, inconveniences like that all the way up to, wow, we're going to die of smallpox because we have no way to cure it. You know, I mean, it was just... It was a tough time for people.
This series sounds so funny. This is, I mean, it sounds like the funniest show ever.
I might not have laughed all that much.
You didn't laugh a lot. Oh, really? All right.
But, you know, if you look back on your own life and the different kinds of sicknesses that you have, like I had a kidney infection a couple of years ago.
Right.
That would have killed me back then.
Right.
If something before that hadn't done it. Like most of us probably wouldn't even be here because of whatever we got when we were kids.
Hmm. Yeah, they wouldn't have had to treat a kidney infection back then in 1780
You know,
or something.
I was surprised that they could diagnose cancer back then, too. I mean,
he just felt the lump is all it was.
Yeah, it was just a tumor.
So they just said, this doesn't feel right.
Must be cancer.
Let's cut it off.
Yeah.
But the other side of that, and again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the John Adams miniseries that just concluded, and it will be out on DVD soon. You definitely should watch it if you have any interest at all in history. But the other thing is the difference in – they weren't even politicians then. They didn't even campaign for office really back then.
Oh, you know, that people just so sweet.
People just voted. I mean, because there really wasn't a popular vote in the early episodes that we saw, at least. It was just the Electoral College deciding who they wanted to run things. But they just the difference between then and today in terms of politics – just blows your mind. Like, you can't believe this is the same country. You look at who we have today. You look at our choices today. You look at who's in the White House now, who's likely to be in the White House next, and you go, there are no Adams and Jefferson and Washington and Hamilton and Madison. I'll tell you that.
We don't grow them anymore.
We don't grow them like that anymore.
And there was this very poignant thing at the very end. The last thing that John Adams says as he kind of walks into the sunset is, I hope that all of the sacrifices we made were for something, that they don't mess this up, that they understand.
They don't
what
waste this
done.
Great idea, yeah. Right?
And I thought, oops.
No, he'd be.
He would not
Adams
be happy
would be very
with us
happy
today.
With the three presidential candidates going on WWE Raw. I think he would think that's good.
Yeah.
I just, I guess I used to think, because I've thought about this my whole life, whenever you compare today versus, you know, those guys, those giants, how lucky we were to have them to start this country back then. But I thought after something like 9/11 happened that whoever the statesmen were that were out there, the people that were going to rise to the occasion to do what needed to be done to guide this country through the most difficult time, the worst hour,
yeah.
I thought those people would arrive. I thought those people would step up to the challenge because it was here and it was now and somebody had to do it. But I kind of get the feeling that nobody did, and we just kind of continued to drift from that point on and didn't really make much progress.
No, I agree. So, I don't know if those people are out there or our political system is...
doesn't allow them.
Yeah, it doesn't allow them to come up.
Way to bring us all down.
Hey, Mike, can you stop playing music over there? Would you mind?
We heard that, whatever that
Mike's
was.
Doing his own show.
Yeah, that'd be cool if we could do this without that.
Are we boring
that.
You, Mike?
Well, anyway, that's your John Adams update. And I just wish they went immediately into a Thomas Jefferson miniseries right after this. I'd love to see the
he
next
and
one.
Sally.
You know? Yeah, just keep going. Oh, yeah. We got to see Jefferson's slave whore. We got to see her on the
show,
too.
Yeah, but she was old by then.
She wasn't hot. Yeah.
She moved to Wyatt, for God's sake.
Am I the only one not watching this show?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Yes, right. You are.
But it's okay. It's over with now.
It's about the 1780s, right?
Well, yeah.
We can't do that.
You'd love it. I'm telling you, you
can't
would
do
love
it.
It.
Can't
I'm
do
telling
it.
You, he wouldn't.
Can't
he
do
would.
It.
No,
Kevin
he
always says that as long as something is well done,
sure.
Then any story can be told well. I mean,
he
great acting, great writing, great stuff.
Lisa says I would be bored.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, I'm going to add that to the list of hundreds of DVDs that over the years I've been convinced that Kevin would love that I buy for him for holidays and birthdays that he never watches it.
How
so
dare you?
At least one day you'll have the DVDs at home to go, yep, I sure should see that one day.
I'm sure I would like that.
When it comes out, we'll have Kevin watch the first hour, and then we'll see who wins the bet.
I don't see that happening.
Really?
I got to be honest.
You could win like $5 or
it's
something.
It's hard to keep up with stuff that comes out today.
Who's this did come time? Out today.
No, but I'm saying who's got time? Oh, never mind. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
LaQuisha is going to be back.
I love LaQuisha.
A Shot at Love 2 with Tila Tequila.
Unbelievable. Is she straight or gay this time?
She's looking for love, Lisa. That's all she wants, just love.
So
it could come in any
mix?
Form.
Okay.
I think they're including animals this time.
Good.
I'm not positive.
Why
I didn't
not?
See it, but...
I thought about tuning in. I knew it was coming back last night. I thought about looking for it and watching it, and then I thought, why would I do that? For what reason would I possibly tune in?
Entertainment.
Because it could only depress me, right?
We have Laquisha, though. That's the beauty of Laquisha. You don't have to.
That's true.
Because she does it.
Also on today's show, we got Internet Roundup. We'll tell you about some new videos that we love. We have embarrassing things your parents found out about you.
Ooh.
There was a special on 2020 on hookers. And they had this girl, and they put her so that you couldn't see her face.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed her voice, and they did everything they could to hide her identity. And her mom emailed her and said, I know it's you.
I saw you on TV last night. You're a whore?
Hey, how's that going, whore? So that's good. That's not what you want, really.
Wow. Ooh, I love boobies.
Yeah. And also, Breakfast with Jack Johnson tickets.
Ooh,
we got those coming up. That's, of course, happening the day after tomorrow, the first day of Coachella. And we're going to give you a hotel room on Thursday night, tickets to the breakfast Friday morning, which is going to be out at Coachella. And then you can stay for the day.
That's pretty cool.
On us. We'll give you a chance to win those. Plus, we're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com about all the latest celebrity news. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph, how about those flyers?
How about those flyers, mother effer?
Is this true what I heard, and for folks who didn't hear, by the way, they're advancing to round 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They won a game 7 overtime last night. Is this true that they had the worst record in their franchise's history last season, and this year they're in round 2 of the playoffs?
They were the worst team in the NHL last season. They were at the very bottom of the rankings.
Yep.
They were even worse than the Kings. That's how bad they were.
Yeah, that's
right. They were behind the Kings.
That's tough.
Let's not swear. I mean, come on.
And, they made some amazing trades in the offseason, picked up Danny Briere and Martin Biron and a couple of players from Buffalo and made some excellent trades, and now they're in the second round.
Overtime, game 7.
That's the beauty of hockey, is that unlike a lot of sports, especially football, where if you make a trade, you kind of have to learn the system and you have to get to know your players and you have to learn the new playbook because every team is so different. They do things so differently.
Right.
With hockey, you can get a guy from another team and it's basically the same sport wherever you play. You can plug him in and he's good to go. He starts producing for your team right away.
Turn things around quickly.
Yeah, so they had a great season this year.
The Sharks also won in not in overtime, but in a game 7 last night.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Game
I saw some of that.
7 of a Stanley Cup playoff series. In sudden death overtime, maybe the most exciting thing in sports. It really, you
super
are literally talk about on the edge of your seat.
Yep.
Every play has your heart right in your throat on both ends of the ice. It's incredible.
How do you like the Flyers versus Montreal?
Look, I think the Habs are the best team in the league, but they have also just come out of a 7-game series, so they're going to be a little worn down. And I'll tell you, Boston held their own against these guys, so I think we got a shot. We weren't supposed to beat the Caps. Caps were like the hottest team in hockey. They had won,
yes,
I don't know, 11 in a row or something. They were going in as they were a juggernaut. They got the best offensive weapon in the sport in Alexander Ovechkin, this Russian dude. And so we weren't supposed to beat them. So I'm just glad to still be in it.
No kidding. That's fun. All right, 5:51 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget Breakfast with Jack Johnson coming up Friday morning. You can hear it here on K-Rock, and we'll be giving away tickets when? Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, I think we have some?
6 o'clock
hour.
Why not?
Right now, Rob's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday. What's happening?
Well, President Bush appeared on Deal or No Deal this week.
Yes, he did.
And people were wondering what he meant by the following comment. I don't know if you saw the show. I didn't. But apparently he told Howie Mandel, I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal with you tonight. Come to think of it, I'm thrilled to be anywhere with high ratings these days. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Turns out he now enjoys the highest disapproval rating ever in recorded Gallup poll history.
Oh, my God.
70 years, Gallup poll's been asking people what they think of the president. And he has the highest disapproval rating ever. 69% of Americans say they disapprove of the president.
That's just not good.
And the job he's doing. So 69. I guess that's what he was referring to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone actually told him about his ratings. That's so funny. Usually they don't tell him anything about anything.
69.
Indeed.
I would call that pure malarkey.
I'm sure you would.
Dub.
Over the weekend, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, proud parents of Suri, celebrated their daughter's second birthday at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Sure.
Sources say the guests dined on salmon, lobster, warm goat cheese salad, creamed corn. And I'll tell you, nothing pleases a 2-year-old more than salmon, lobster, and warm goat cheese salad. Are you effing kidding me? The Beverly Hills Hotel. She's 2! Put her on a pony. Give her a corn dog and a balloon.
I know.
That's true. That's a good observation.
Does anyone care about what Suri would like to do on her second birthday?
No.
Kid wants to eat some cake and, you know, see the Little Mermaid stop by the party.
Right.
Get one of those idiots who dress up in the costumes. Just, how about her? Beverly Hills Hotel, goat cheese salad. Unreal.
How do you know she doesn't like goat cheese salad?
You're right. I could be wrong. She could be a very advanced 2-year-old, right, and she could crack her own lobster. She is. Claws, for all I know.
She's Tom Cruise's.
She is. She's
probably the best.
She is anointed.
Hey, how come she hasn't saved anyone's life yet, by the way?
Lazy. Too. Lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy freaking 2-year-old.
Doesn't care.
Get your ass out there. Start saving some lives. Suri. The lurid details of Lindsay Lohan's weekend are really starting to come out now. Remember I mentioned yesterday that she had fallen off the wagon again? She
was
boozing around 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday after she went to spend some time with her lesbian DJ buddy, Samantha Ronson. Well, apparently, Lindsay still is very jealous and protective of her relationship with Samantha Ronson. Ashley Olsen reportedly stopped by the nightclub on Saturday night to say hi. And word is, this comes from the New York Post, Lindsay screamed at Ashley to get her Full House ass away from my girlfriend.
Uh-oh. No, she didn't.
She's in trouble.
Come on.
Yeah. So, wouldn't that be great if Lindsay Lohan and Ashley Olsen went at it?
Yeah, girl fight.
My money is on Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan.
69.
Natalie Portman.
Ooh.
You know, Harvard grad.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yes.
Smart broad. Attractive broad.
Very pretty.
She complains to the New York Post that she's having a tough time getting people to see her softer side when it comes to movie roles. She tells Cindy Adams of the Post that every movie offer she receives is to play a stripper or a prostitute.
Yeah? And?
And what's the problem?
The point being, just do it. Shut up and do it.
Isn't that your soft side?
That's her soft side.
Let me ask you a question about being a stripper. Can I see your boobs?
It's a good question to ask. Rebecca Romijn.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's just spectacular.
Yeah, a lot of hotties in the Showbiz Report today, Ralph.
Well, I figured I'd give you a little something.
Enjoying
something.
This.
She's told friends that she is excited to get all knocked up.
Oh, good.
From husband Jerry O'Connell. She said, and I quote, she's looking forward to getting fat as a hog.
Excellent.
And all knocked up.
Well, that's just not good.
We got to step in now, don't we? Don't we have to take some proactive measures? Because we'll have ourselves to blame if this comes to pass.
It's true. They're warning us.
Yes. Look, get all the knocked up you want. But fat as a hog? No, ma'am. Sorry. You lose that right when you're smoking hot.
When you're hot. You are ours.
I'm not too worried about her. She's very tall. She's always been very thin.
Right,
she'll
but,
be fine.
Yeah, but she wants right. to get fat.
She wants to. She won't be able to. She's one of those. She's
Lisa,
one of those women
she can
we
afford
hate.
A surrogate, all right?
Yes, exactly. Let's start with some girls already fat as a
What's
hog and get her all knocked
stupid
up.
Stupid girls that want to have their own babies, that want to have that experience. Ugh, God.
Exactly. Thank you, Lisa, for understanding.
Awful and stupid.
She should get that that fat Broadway chick from Dancing with the Stars. Let her carry the baby. Leave Rebecca out of it.
Wouldn't even notice on her.
The baby
that's
would
my
drag
point.
On the ground.
8 months pregnant, wouldn't
it.
Even know.
Nope, that's true.
Get a baby mama, like Tina Fey in the hilarious new comedy, Baby Mama. F you, baby mama. And Rumor Willis, who inexplicably to me is now a big celebrity.
Yeah.
Her photos are in all the tabloids and stuff, and
she hangs
just everywhere.
Out in those places.
But didn't she always?
She
I mean,
always
it does
did.
Seem like she just turned around on her.
I don't know why all of a sudden she's.
How old is she, Ralph? Do you know?
I don't know. 18, 19, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm. Anyway, Star Magazine's got a story about her dating pop royalty, according to the magazine.
Who
is
be?
Pop royalty?
She's dating Diana Ross's son, Evan.
Oh.
So I guess when the children of stars start dating, that's what makes them more popular, too.
69.
What do you say that, Doc?
Nobody cares.
And congratulations to our pal Jeremy Piven. He is going to be on Broadway.
On Broadway?
Yeah, he is making his Broadway debut in a revival of the David Mamet play Speed the Plow. Huh. I don't know if you've ever seen that play.
Not heard of that
very
one.
Entertaining, very funny. First performed in 1988 with Joe Mantegna, Ron Silver, and Madonna, of all people.
Wow.
So he'll be on Broadway. So that makes Lisa happy.
It does. I like that play, too.
I like the Piv. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Cal Penn from House.
Hey.
And also starring in the upcoming Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. He is 31 years old today. Comedian George Lopez is 47. Actress Valerie Bertinelli turns 48 years old today. You know, she's got her surf body back.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a commercial she's doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's her carrying a surfboard on the beach. I've got my surf body back.
Oh, boy.
Like, yeah, you always struck me as a big surfer.
She does. She does seem like a surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Moore. Unbiased filmmaker Michael Moore is 54 years old today. Lee Majors. Remember the $6 million man? Remember the Bionic Man?
Sure.
Is it running slow motion?
He's still alive?
He is still alive. He's 69.
69.
And Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. Remember Three's Company?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Come on, knock on my door.
You out of words?
I'm out of words. She's 59 years old today. 59! Didn't have one, so
don't have that, yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as beat.
We talked to a K-Rock listener yesterday named Ricardo, who was very upset about tip jars being everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
He really is not happy with a tip jar being at a KFC.
He didn't want it at a Starbucks. He really doesn't want it anywhere.
He could not just ignore it. He couldn't just say, I'm not going to contribute. He was angry and wanted to burn the places down that had tip jars.
Mm-hmm. He said he would fight anybody. That was his statement. So then we started thinking, what would it be like if we actually had a tip jar here in the studio? So we got one for Psycho Mike. As you can see, it's pink and it says Princess on it.
Perfect.
Mike's tip jar. Now, every time you do something good today, there's $15 in there now. That's what we're going to start with. Every time you do something good, we'll put another one in there.
All right.
And every time you do something bad, we're going to take one away. Right. That's how tip jars should work.
All right.
And then does Mike just write us a check for however much he's down at the end of the show? Is that how it works?
Each day he'll be way down. Okay. So then he owes us money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we'll keep an eye on the...
I'm sorry. We're going to forget the thing that happened first thing this morning?
Yes.
That's a pass.
That's a pass because we didn't have the tip jar ready
yet. I think that's fair.
Okay, good.
All right.
Let's talk about the presidential race, which I'm already tired of.
You've been tired of it for a year, though.
Yeah. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain were all on WWE's Monday Night Raw.
Sure. A couple weeks ago, they were all three made an appearance on American Idol, too. They're doing everything they can to get the vote out.
Hillary said, tonight, in honor of WWE, you can call me Hillrod.
Or I don't have to, right?
This election is starting to feel a lot like King of the Ring. The only difference? The last man standing may just be a woman.
Come on.
How does she do it?
Wow.
Barack Obama got in the ring and said, do you smell what Barack is cooking? And then John McCain said, looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to celebrate their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me. But let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Come November, it'll be game over. And what you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
Really? McCainiacs?
First of all, he has McCainiacs. Second of all, they're able to run? Really?
He does seem like the least likely guy to be settling his differences in the ring. I will tell you that. So we thought, let's find out what's going on the campaign trail while the Democrats are beating each other up in places like Indiana and North Carolina this week. What's John McCain been up to? We've got the senator on the line with us right now. Good morning, Mr. McCain.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Senator, I know you get asked to do a lot of things in the course of the campaign. When they came to you and said, we want you to tape a piece for WWE, did you even know what Monday Night Raw was?
How dare you?
Of course, I
knew.
You did.
I was happy to do it, brother. I was happy to get all those McCainiacs motivated and pumped up, brother.
So you saw a tape of the Hulkster, huh?
No. I'm the McCainster.
Oh, I see.
And I was getting everyone fired up to go out there and vote, brother!
But it just, does it seem a little undignified, perhaps, for a man who's seeking the most powerful office on Earth to be on the wrestling show on Monday night? I mean, didn't you have any regrets at all about agreeing to do it?
You know how old I am?
80, maybe? 80 something?
Yeah, 81 years old.
81.
Yeah, you think I'm worried about dignity?
That's a good point.
I wet myself on a regular basis.
Really?
Oh.
I got a lot of bigger issues than being on television, okay? So don't you worry about it!
It just seems like you're a little bit too old to be talking smack, especially in that environment. I don't know. It didn't seem right to me, Mr. McCain.
Listen, I took down Charlie. I can take down you, pal. You want to watch your mouth? You okay, and I can go to the Tiger Cage.
I apologize.
Now, Mr. Yeah. McCain, who are the McCainiacs exactly?
McCainiacs, brother, are all my fans out there who are going to go around and spread the word.
Okay.
Okay, so they're working hard for you to help you win the presidency.
Yes.
And you say, what you got to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you? What is your explanation of run wild?
You should see us when they have the early bird dinner at Denny's.
Yeah.
We're going crazy.
I bet you are.
Don't get in our way. Don't get between us and our Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
You pay the price.
Now, it seems like Senator Obama is about, I don't know, a third your age. Do you think he's a worthy competitor?
He is. He's black. Come on, let's face it.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Is that your point is?
Let's get real.
What are you talking about?
What are you saying? Blacks pick the cotton.
Come on.
Okay, but that was...
Not who's going to be president. Come on. Who's with me?
No one. No one's with you. That was.
I remember when I was talking to John Adams, and he said, I don't want to have slaves on my plantation. And I said, why not? Thomas Jefferson had it right. He was to have sex with the slaves.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's Sally Hemings. She was quite the looker.
Is this smart for you to be going down this road, even saying these things out loud, Senator?
Look, you got a black guy and a woman.
Right.
If I can't win, what's wrong with America? Hillary won Pennsylvania last night, they tell me.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Why?
What?
It just means those two are going to keep going at each other. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get to the main event, brother!
But isn't that good for you, though, if they do nothing but cast doubts about each other, then one of them ultimately is going to, you know, gonna limp into the general election against you?
No, I'm ready for the main event right now. Let's get to the SmackDown! It's war! Oh, I think I just pulled something.
Oh, that's not good.
Got to tell you, if I were in prison, I only had one phone call. I don't think I'd use it to have somebody come get me out. I think I'd use it to call Harvey to find out what I was missing on the outside world. I don't think I can live without my TMZ.com. I'd be calling you from prison, Harvey, and I'd be saying, seriously, what's up with Lindsay? What's the latest? What's going on?
Sadly, that is the nicest thing anybody said to me in 3 years.
Wow. You need some nice people in your lives, Harvey.
That brought a tear to my eye. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, it's great. Hi, great to talk to you. So this downward spiral that you've been chronicling of Miss Lindsay Lohan is disturbing to all of us that have really had our fingers crossed that she got her act together and that last rehab was going to stick.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, but there's a story behind the story. I mean, she was drinking this weekend. I mean, we know that. But it's more complicated. She was with Samantha Ronson, the DJ, who's really, really tight with her. And she went to the club not to go clubbing, but because Samantha was playing there. So she was drinking. We know that. But what we're being told, and I know this is true, is that she's just horrified at her parents. And her parents are just torturing her because they're so embarrassing.
They are embarrassing. That is true.
I mean, think about if you were young and were just struggling with your life, and then you have your dad out there trashing your mother and acting like an imbecile, and then your mother completely whoring out your little sister on this reality show and just being totally shameless. And she's having trouble handling it. I mean, it's really, really tough on her. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a long line of family members that embarrass the celebrity involved. You don't get to pick your family. But it's not, I mean, what can Lindsay do? I mean, it's not like is she supporting them? I mean, could she cut them off if they don't cut out this kind of behavior?
You know what? I don't even think it's so much that she's dealing with them or cutting them off. It's her family, and they're making everything so public that it's just embarrassing to her. I mean, I'm told that there's no plan to go back into rehab or anything like that, and that, you know, she's not in the gutter, but she has to deal with this thing, and it's really rooted in just how horrified she is by her mom and dad.
Right. How's her cash situation? It doesn't seem like she's been working very much in recent years, Harvey.
I know, and you know, she hasn't really, and you know, some of the little movies she did, what I heard was she wasn't making a whole lot of money off of them, and I watched Chapter 27 this weekend, and She's not going to get a lot of DVD rental royalties off of that, let me tell you.
Was it good?
Oh, it was awful.
Really?
I'm sorry. Is Psycho Mike there? I'm sorry.
He's out of the room.
No.
I just realized that it's...
His boyfriend. Yeah, you're talking about his boyfriend. Yeah.
So the whole movie was awful?
It was terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us posted on that. I know we're going to get to your Tom Brady story in a minute, which we're very excited to hear about. But we were so fascinated last week when Ralph started reading the details about the divorce between David Hasselhoff and his wife. And the stuff, and I guess this is true in any couple that's been married for a long time, is you've got personal stuff that you split up. But what's going on with the Africa room in the Hoff's house, and what's that all about?
You don't have an Africa room in your house?
No.
I'm sorry, I don't.
No.
Yeah, they had an Africa room in the house. They had a whole theme going through that house. And there were statues and all sorts of things. And he really wanted to lay claim to the Africa room. And he did. And they split up stuff. And that was a big part of the divorce. I mean, you know, paragraph 23, subparagraph A, has to do with a statue in the Africa room.
They have a boy with horn located in Africa room, he gets. They have a dolphin located in the Africa room. Because when you think of Africa, you think dolphin.
Sure.
And I think David Hasselhoff.
They have green elephants located in the African room, an African pipe, an ivory tusk, elephant foot, and two elephant stools.
Well, have you ever been to Waikiki? You know, that kind of that strand where they sell all that cheesy stuff?
Sure.
Apparently they have that in Zimbabwe, too.
Ah,
yeah, that's what I'm
guessing.
And it says he also gets a French maid.
Yeah, what's that about?
What does that mean?
I don't think it's a real French
maid.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Oh, we were hoping.
I'm sorry.
That's too bad.
Ted Williams memorabilia, antique barber's chair, recording equipment. Oh, please, God, don't give David the recording equipment. Mm-hmm. Give that to his wife, would you please? And the other thing that I thought was interesting, Harvey, and here's where the lawyer in you comes out, is that he wanted to make sure, it sounds like in what you've published about the divorce settlement, that she could not lay claim to the Hoff or don't hassle the Hoff or anything like that, right?
It's actually a big deal. It has to do with, you know, ownership of all of the assets in your life. And this has actually happened in a lot of divorces where there's an asset that's not really tangible, but it's part of the divorce. And she's saying she helped make the Hoff because of, you know, the love and support or whatever. And he's saying, hey, that's mine. I developed it. And ultimately, he has exclusive claim to the name the Hoff. So if he makes any money off of that in the future, she has no right to it. But that's actually a really big bone of contention in a lot of divorces.
Another name that he was very protective of was Malibu Dave, because we started doing some research about this clothing line that he's got. Is it out now or is it coming out?
I don't think it's out, but I'm shocked. You did research on
Malibu Dave. Well, not us. I mean, Ralph did, you know.
That's just weird.
Malibu Dave. Well, we wanted to know what that was about because he got that in the divorce settlement.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't even know what Malibu Dave is.
I've not heard of it. I mean, it's probably something that he's got down the pike, but I've not heard. I don't think
well,
about it yet.
Who doesn't want to dress like David Hasselhoff?
Well, it does make sense. I mean, Malibu Dave, Baywatch, come on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Here's the clothing line. No shirt. A double cheeseburger and just a pair of jeans. That's it.
And lay it on the floor in Vegas.
It's a really good look.
All right, tell us about Tom Brady.
Oh, it's, you know what? It's honest to God, it's one of my favorite stories. I mean, this really, you know, macho, tough guy who's this incredible superstar is totally, totally PW'd by Giselle.
Really? Well, she's Giselle, too, though, dude.
No. She's kind of bitchy.
Really?
Yeah, and he is her errand boy. I mean, we're getting shots of him every day. You know, it's Tom Brady at FedEx picking up her mail. And it's really sad, too, because there's some paparazzi now in New York that are following him, and he's going to buy toilet paper for her, and he's going here and there. And finally, at the FedEx store, you see him getting her mail, and you hear these paparazzi on the street screaming, "Errand boy! Errand boy!"
Oh, my God.
And they're just taunting this guy, and to the point where Giselle and Tom are walking down the street, and so one of them finally looks at him and says, and it's really, he shouldn't be doing this, but one of them screams, "Patriots suck!" And Giselle just turns around and just rips into this guy. But basically, I mean, Tom Brady has become, you know, her slave.
Wow.
And meanwhile, Eli Manning is living, you know, he's going to hide, he's getting married, he's in Mexico.
And he's retarded. You know?
And he's the cool one now.
Tom Brady. She just sits around the house and goes, mail. And he has to go run and get the mail.
True. And it's like, okay, is Giselle really worth all that?
Well,
I don't know.
We don't know, do we?
I think we're going to go with yes at this point. We don't know.
But it does seem like it wouldn't hurt the two of them with their combined income to get an assistant or something. I don't know.
He does everything. I mean, it's just, it's hilarious. And we have done, and finally we got him on the golf course on Sunday. So it's the first time he's like been able to relax and do what he wanted to do. So of course we put a ball and chain on his foot when we did it on the show.
Nice.
Of course. Of course.
Nice.
Well, it's good times as always. TMZ.com, the world's number one entertainment website. And of course the TV show TMZ TV airs weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
See you guys.
Take What is it, about 12 hours from L.A. to get to Coachella? Is that about right?
Nah. Well, for normal people, it's about two and a half hours. For okay. Dave, the King of Mexico, he can get there in 15 minutes.
Yep.
Which is odd. I don't know how he does that, but he does.
This is a great deal. We've done, of course, a ton of breakfast interview shows where great K-Rock artists come out and perform, and you get to ask questions. We've been doing them for years and years and years. The most recent one, I guess, we did was Foo Fighters, which was in Hollywood a couple of months ago. So this time it's going to be a little unusual because you get more than just coming to join us with Jack Johnson, watching him sing and asking him questions. You also get a hotel the night before, which is going to be tomorrow night out in Palm Springs, and you get to hang out all day long at Coachella on Friday and see Jack Johnson again that night as he headlines day number one of the Coachella Music Festival, if you like.
And if you're heading out to Coachella, or if you're going to watch it online, you can watch it at krock.com as well. I did that for a day last year, and it's amazing. You can just do whatever you're doing, keep it on in the background, walk over, check out who you want to check out.
Very cool.
So if you want the set list, go to krock.com. Jack Johnson's going to be playing at 11 p.m. on Friday night, but he's going to be doing a breakfast with us that morning there at Coachella, and we're going to give away tickets right now with Ukuroki.
Here on the island, we play ukulele and smoke crystal meth and eat lots of poi with Dog the Bounty Hunter and macadamia nuts. Kevin and Bean like sex with men. Mahalo.
What? What happened with that?
How did crystal meth and sex with men end up in the ukulele intro? What's that all about?
That's all I really know about Hawaii.
I don't know. That's odd.
All right, here's the way Ukuroki works. We're going to be playing a ukulele version of a Jack Johnson hit that you've heard here on K-Rock. All you have to do is identify it by title. It couldn't be much simpler. If you'd like Jack Johnson, you won't have any trouble with this at all. So let's start with contestant number one. Rob is out in West Covina. Rob, thank you for holding on. You ready for Ukuroki?
Absolutely.
All right, here's your Jack Johnson song as done by a ukulele.
Rob, could not be any easier. What's the song there?
Upside Down.
Upside yeah. Down. Woo-hoo! Look at you. First guy. Sounds just like the song. It's the same thing.
Wait, this one's the Jack Johnson version?
Yes.
The other one was the ukulele version?
How very strange is that? Congratulations, Rob. You will be there on Friday. So congratulations. Let's go to Brandon in Riverside. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You ready for your ukulele version of a Jack Johnson song?
Bring it on.
Here you go. You know what's different about this particular game is you can sense the realness. It sounds like the original song.
It does,
as opposed
yeah.
to when Omar sings or
yeah,
something.
We did
like
Omaroki.
Right.
We had no idea what he was doing.
Brandon, thanks for listening to the Wave this morning. What's the name of that Jack Johnson song?
Is that a Let It Go?
Sorry. That's called Flake, actually.
Flake. Yeah, thanks for the call, though. All right.
Maybe his most popular song, maybe. It could be.
Let's go to Nathan in Ventura. Good morning.
Know the most. I mean, this song.
Okay.
The most famous of all the Jack Johnson songs.
No, I agree. That's a huge song. If you're going to get one, let's say you're going to get one of them.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Probably be that one. Nathan is a geophysicist, so I have a lot in common with him.
Yeah.
Here's your ukuroki.
Buy this album, by the way. Nathan, what Jack Johnson song are they doing there?
think that's Bubble Toes.
It is.
It's a common or something that nobody knows it. A beauty will follow wherever.
Nicely done. You got the hotel tomorrow night. You got tickets for the breakfast Friday morning and tickets for Coachella all day Friday.
Thank you, guys.
Way to go. Hold on. Let's say good morning to Matt in Fullerton. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You know, what's really a surprise to me is that we've seen Jack Johnson in concert a bunch of times. Of course, he's played the Weenie Roast before in Acoustic Christmas. Chicks love Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
No chicks on the phone. Not one. What's up with that?
These dudes are all trying to get laid. That's what it is. They go, maybe. Oh, if I take my girlfriend to this.
They're right, too.
Yeah, they are so right. All right, here's your song. We were thinking about doing this game. We should have thought, this sounds exactly like the instruments he uses.
It does. He plays ukulele on a lot of these records. All right, Matt, what's the song there?
Always on My Mind.
Always on My Mind.
I can't always be waiting, waiting on you.
That's Sitting, Waiting, Wishing. It is Always on My Mind.
Thanks for the call. All right, we got time for one more. Let's try Mike. He's in Monrovia. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for holding on.
What it do, Matthew?
What it do?
You're a deputy sheriff?
Yes, sir.
You can leave the badge at home, though, for Friday?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Here's your song.
Okay.
Mike?
Was that The Horizon Has Been Defeated?
No, it's If I Had Eyes.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Wish you could have got that one. Love to have had you there, but we will have more chances for you to win coming up later on this morning. Mike, who's your tremendously talented ukulele buddy who played on that for us?
It's my friend Tony Gamble. He's excellent, excellent musician.
Good times.
Yeah, really good.
And I'm supposed to play this as the ending for the
your outro
for the game? All right.
Kevin and Bean like sex with men. Mahalo.
I don't think that's upright.
Woo, 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 woo. I'm playing like an ambulance. Oh, woo, woo, woo. Look at me. I'm a cop car. Woo, woo, woo.
Shut up.
More tickets for our Breakfast with Jack Johnson on the way this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:49. Coming up after the news at 7, by the way, the story of a hooker who went on TV for an interview. And that's how her mom found out that she's a prostitute.
So my mom found out I was a prostitute, too.
Same way.
Yep, same way. Don't go on TV if you're a hooker. That's my motto.
I think that's good advice. We're going to be looking for your stories of things that your parents found out about you and how coming up after the news at 7. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Did you see Andrew Lloyd Webber night on American Idol last night?
God, no.
Awesome.
You know what?
Awesome. It'd be terrible.
We did think it was going to be terrible, but how great was Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Awesome.
So charming and smart, and he knew what he was talking about.
He's a lovely little pixie.
Was there playoff hockey on last night during that? The answer, yes. Was there playoff NBA action during that last night? The answer, yes. Why would you watch that? How gay are you? How gay?
I watched my Flyers win in overtime, and then I watched American Idol. I did both. I am a man of many flavors, Kevin.
Room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
I choose not to carry the banner of narrowness, but to embrace the horizon of possibilities.
Wow, I'm voting for you.
Thank you. Actually turned out much better than I could possibly have expected.
Not that the singers were very good on most of those songs.
Really,
they really don't have Broadway chops to sing some of those songs. But Andrew Lloyd Webber himself was very impressive and very likable.
But I think most of the kids acquitted themselves pretty nicely,
given the fact
that they were working with that material.
Nope.
I thought Carly Smithson's Jesus Christ Superstar rocked. She was fun. David Cook, the rock and roll kid, sang Music of the Night in Phantom of the Opera and did a really good job with it.
No.
How would that go?
Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Only you can make my heart take flight.
You guys, I think we should bail out of this right now. Huh? I just know where this is heading.
To the music of the night.
Why do you think the ratings are tanking on AI the last few weeks, Ruff?
Couldn't figure that out.
Because none of these kids, I think, inspires any sort of passion in anyone. They're all sort of talented and everything, but no one's connecting up, and America isn't falling in love with anybody.
Right.
That's what I think.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, you don't think
that retarded David Archuleta kid. Boy, is he my last nerve.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I can't believe how happy I am to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Eli Manning, get off my television.
If you'll tar him, I'll feather him. I'm right there with you.
Deal, partner. Meanwhile, over on Dancing with the Stars.
Nope. No.
Marley Matlin got the boot. How do you kick a deaf broad off a show for not being able to keep the beat?
Those
cruel bastards.
Although whoever they kicked off before her should be hanging their head in shame.
There's a lot of people went before her.
I know.
She went because she couldn't match the steps of the mambo to the rhythm.
F you, you effing bitch.
How dare you?
She's deaf.
She can't hear that, but somebody signed it to her. We've got to
give her props for lasting as long as she did.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Lisa, what did Marley have to say when they asked her to leave the dance floor?
I can't hear you.
She doesn't have a mouthful of grapes, Lisa. She's deaf.
That sounds different.
That's not much difference if you don't do voices. It sounded good to me.
Let's see. Showtime has given the green light to yet another season of The Tudors. So well this year that they're going to do a third season. So we get to look forward to that. I don't know if you guys don't probably watch The Tudors.
I don't.
Every Sunday night I watch The Tudors. And it's real good now. It's getting real good.
He's gonna run out of wives, isn't he?
He's got like eight wives. He's only on the second one now.
Oh, okay.
They got years to go.
I thought they were burning through him faster than that.
No, he divorced Catherine from Spain, his first wife.
Right. Sure.
Which really pissed off the Pope, by the way, as you can imagine.
That's
what established the Church of England, was he broke it off from the Catholic Church in order to get a divorce from this broad so he could marry the girl he was banging, Anne Boleyn.
Nice.
So now he's married to Anne Boleyn, who's the new queen. But she's not making him too happy.
I like it. I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
Rumor has it, he cuts her head off.
Ooh. Is that just rumor or
history? That's the rumor. Okay. Rumor in the history books. We'll have to wait and see. Connor Cruz. Does that name sound familiar to you at all?
Yes.
I didn't know
Cruz. Tom Cruise's adopted son.
It is indeed, Lisa.
Wow.
Looks like he's going to follow in his parents' footsteps. Of course, the son of Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. He is going to make his film debut.
Oh, okay.
As he becomes an actor, I think he's 10, 11.
Okay.
He will play Will Smith's character in the movie 7 Pounds as a young man.
Oh.
So he'll be playing a young Will Smith.
Usually Will Smith has his own son play him.
I was going to say, how pissed off is Jaden Smith right now?
I know.
No kidding. I am an actor, and I am your son. And you're having Tom Cruise's kid play you.
How do I not fit this role?
How am I not you young?
Hey, Ralph, forgive my ignorance. I don't know anything about Connor Cruise. He's black?
No, oddly enough. He's a blonde Scandinavian who's going to play Will Smith as a child, you dork.
That's why I'm asking. I didn't know.
He's black.
You jackhole.
I didn't know.
Well, what would you guess if he's playing a young Will Smith?
What would your wildest
stab in the dark be?
That's what made me think he might be black, but I didn't know that. I'd never heard that, so that's why I figured I'd ask. I'm sure there are other people who are wondering the same thing.
I was.
Thank you, Kevin.
Isn't it an assumptive conclusion?
Will Smith's
got to be black?
I've never seen it.
I just thought I never knew he had a black son.
I didn't at all.
Just takes a second to process. Yeah.
Will Smith. Will Smith is playing a white guy in this movie. That's what Kevin thought.
I didn't go there, at least.
I was dead on.
Disney has confirmed that Miley Cyrus will, in fact, be writing her autobiography.
Oh, jeez.
Well, she's 15.
She is 15.
And by now...
She's got a lot of life packed into those 15 years.
She actually has. A lot more than any of us.
Come on.
But majority of it is went on tour as Hannah Montana. Recorded an album as Hannah Montana did at the Hannah Montana Show.
Yeah.
All right. You got those chapters covered. What happens at age 10? What are we covering? Played Jax.
Yeah.
Skipped a rope, had a juice box. Chapter 2.
Got beaten up for dad's achy, breaky heart.
Again.
F this idea.
Yeah.
And F anyone who reads it. Especially Kevin.
I'm not going to read it.
You're so going to read it.
Not.
You will. It'll be small.
I'm looking to get a copy of that.
Large print and a lot of pictures. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you like O.J. Simpson to be the next Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Only yes?
Yeah. According to the New York Post, O.J. Simpson has approached Donald Trump and asked if he could be a part of next season's Celebrity Apprentice TV show, which did very well in the ratings, by the way. Brought the Apprentice franchise back to life.
Yeah, it was almost canceled. You're right.
Trump's not exactly a guy with morals that would turn that down. He's a whore.
The New York Post says Trump and NBC are thinking about it, but are being very cautious.
Yeah.
They seem to believe there is a certain amount of heat associated with O.J. Simpson.
You think?
Says in the article. I don't know why.
There could be a backlash?
Imagine they had like a murder competition one episode, though. He would kick ass.
He would destroy. No one would even get close.
No problem murdering, he'd say. He'd be like the project leader.
Whatever that is.
He'd be the leader.
He'd be a good guy.
He would just take someone out in the street, and they'd win the competition, and they all would get
dead.
Gift certificates to Kmart, or whatever the sponsor was that week. It'd be very entertaining.
I have to tell you that I am surprised that he has remained a pariah for as long as he has in this society. I think he deserves to be. I'm glad he is, but I really thought that after a couple of years, people would say, forget about that. Let's welcome the juice back.
I don't think he's a pariah enough, quite frankly. I think it seems to be a certain amount of people who are sort of jovial and like, hey, juice, what are you doing? And still, you know, you see the paparazzi footage. There's guys shaking his hand outside of restaurants and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I think a large majority of people revile him, but I do think he's got a certain amount
of
cachet.
There was so much coverage during his trial. So, I mean, there was, 7 months of all-day coverage of his trial. So a lot of people saw a lot of it. And they go,
But I just thought that TV, being what it is, would have forgiven him and let him back if he was good for ratings. And I'm just glad to see that hasn't happened.
I agree.
Yet.
I agree.
Until Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Cal Penn. You know him as Kumar from Howard and Kumar. He's also on House this season, 31 years old today. George Lopez, the comedian.
How come he never mentions he's Mexican?
Actor?
Wait a minute. George Lopez is Mexican?
Yeah.
I've heard Conor Cruz is playing a young George Lopez in an upcoming film. He's 47 years old today. Valerie Bertinelli, fat person spokesperson. And former actress and former Mrs. Van Halen. She is 48 years old today. Michael Moore, the director.
Fat.
Oh, is he big?
Fatty.
Not a bucket of laughs either, Michael Moore.
No.
I thought a fat guy would be jollier than that.
Remember when we had him on and after Fahrenheit 9/11, and I asked him if he weren't so fat, if he would join the army and go overnight, and man, did it get frosty after that.
That was the Michael Moore disaster. That was that was Kevin-esque in execution.
That was rough. He did not find that funny.
No, he didn't.
Remember when Kevin and Michael Moore debated?
Yeah,
that was my favorite episode of all time. I've got that on my TiVo. I watched that one over and over again.
I am a killer debater.
Yeah, that was magic.
I'm good.
I saw him on the red carpet of semi-pro, because the movie takes place in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, right, okay.
It's the Flint, Michigan Tropics is the name of the basketball team that Will runs. And so they brought Michael Moore out to come attend the premiere, and I saw him on the red carpet. And I said, hey, Michael Moore, Detroit, Flint, Michigan's favorite son. Michael, the Tropics, that's a crazy name for a basketball team. What do you think the proper name for a Flint, Michigan basketball team would be?
I don't know.
All right, then. Enjoy the movie, Michael. Thanks for stopping by.
What was that?
Yes.
I don't know.
Lee Majors, who was the $6 million man, but more importantly, was the Fall Guy. Remember the Fall Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that truck he used to drive, that big-ass freaking truck.
I remembered it was on.
He was a stuntman who fought crime.
Of course he was.
Greatest series. Heather Thomas was his lovely female sidekick. Used to be, there was a time, boys and girls, on television where you couldn't be an action star unless you had a smoking hot, blonde, big-boobed sidekick to play sort of the girl you never banged. She was like the friendly girl who would hang around with your group of crime fighters.
Right.
It was like Heather Locklear started it off with T.J. Hooker, and then Heather Thomas took over for Fall Guy, and boy, she was just nuts.
Yeah
good stuff. He's 69 years old today, and Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. She was Janet. She was the dark-haired one that no one wanted to have sex with. That's how you tell the difference. There was the blonde everybody wanted to bang, and then there was Janet over in the corner going, Jack! She's 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So a few weeks ago, after the Elliot Spitzer, governor of New York, scandal that led to his resignation after it turned out he was hiring a hooker, ABC did a two-hour special on the 2020 about prostitution, about who these women are and how they end up getting into it and how it all works and why it's successful and on and on and on. And the funniest thing came out of that because a mom was watching TV and recognized her own daughter as one of the hookers whose identity was trying to be protected on the TV show and said, hey, wait a minute.
Oh, that's yeah. such a bummer.
That's my girl.
They did a bunch of stuff. They did the they put the girls in silhouette. They were in shadows, so you couldn't see who they were. They had a distorted profile, and they had a voice changer.
Wow.
So there's no possible way that anybody would recognize them. And they asked them all the questions that you would think they would ask them about hookers and, you know, are you dead inside? And and this girl said she wanted to go on because she wanted to tell people that she's having a great time. She's making a lot of money, and it's not as bad as everyone thinks. That was what she wanted to put out there. So she said that a few of her friends, and this comes from her blog, I think, a few of her friends already know about this. One of you said I was identifiable by the way I used the word yeah and the way I touched my hair. Another said I wasn't recognizable at all. I'm mentioning the interview now because last night I learned that my parents tuned into ABC that fateful day and promptly recognized me in spite of silhouette, altered voice, and distorted profile. And then she says, I received an email from my mother saying, I know that was you on the hooker show.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine them sitting on the couch watching that show and going, wait a minute.
That's
I know this is crazy, but does that look like our kid? No, it can't be. But wait a minute. But and then they're just trying to analyze it frame by frame, trying to figure out if it's her, and then they conclude it is. I mean, that's a bad way to find out.
But when you go through and you read through all of this stuff, her mom knew for a fact. It was not like her mom said, hey, been on any interview shows lately? I mean, she knew. She said, I saw the show on Hookers. You were that one. I hope you've thought this all through. Mom.
Wow.
And she says she has not responded to the email yet, and she has not heard anything from her father, and she doesn't think she will.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's the kind of thing, if you're a hooker, I'm guessing you don't want your parents to find out. I'm just guessing.
I mean, I would imagine most
parents would not go, good for you. I was looking for something good for you, and this looks fine.
Yeah.
Even if you're happy with the choice, even if it's right for you, you still don't necessarily want to have to explain it to your parents, I don't think.
Yeah, there's something about mom and dad, no matter how old you are, that is always just cringeworthy.
So we started talking about what a bad surprise that was for the parents, and then we started thinking, you know what? A lot of people have been in situations where their parents have found out about something about them in a way that you would maybe have preferred they didn't, and that's the topic on the table this morning at 1-800-520-1067. I'll give you a perfect example, by the way. Our pal Ricky is on the line from Garden Grove. Ricky, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. You can identify with this story, I guess.
Yeah, I can identify, but I got to say one thing first. Down with 13th Street, Moreno Valley. This is Santa Monica, eh? Okay,
yeah. Who the hell is that guy?
I think that's the original guy. Remember the original guys from the shows that were calling in and pranking?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that they were the original ones that said, down with Santa Monica, and then everybody else started going crazy. Okay. Samantha in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hi. Well, I work as a stripper at a strip club on Coldwater, and, my dad and his friend came in one night.
Oh. And he didn't know you were there? He didn't know you were stripping?
No. I came onto stage, and then he and I sort of caught each other's eyes, and after that, he dragged me out and told me never to go back.
Oh,
what was your dad doing in a strip club, by the way?
I wanted to talk to him about that, but I didn't think I was quite in the position to be asking him any questions.
Maybe not at that moment, but...
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second here, Samantha. How old were you?
18.
And did you
by the way, that was a lie. I'm telling you right now, she was not 18. 18.
How old were you really, Samantha?
18.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
Did you quit? Did you take your dad's advice and not go back?
I go back to that strip club.
She went to another one.
Gotcha.
I gotcha.
So what was that conversation like on the way out of there when Dad realized you were stripping? Obviously, he likes other guys' daughters to strip. He went in there to see other guys' daughters strip, just he didn't want to see his own, obviously.
Why the hell are you there?
Yeah. I can just see you on stage, and I can
see... More than that, that's basically...
I can see him sitting in a chair. I can see you on stage. Your eyes meet, and you both just freeze for like... I don't know, 20 seconds to try and figure out, get your head around everything.
I'm sure, Samantha, were you like, oh my God, I have to get off the stage right now?
Yeah, it was like a deer in front of headlights, and then, oh my God, run.
Yeah. I think I would run.
Run out the back.
Out the door.
And then later you go, what are you talking about? I was at my friend's house.
Yeah, no, pretend like it never happened.
Your dad walked into the strip club.
Oh, that's the worst.
You might have at least given him a lap dance because he would. Just think about what a great tip you'd get from your own dad. I mean, he'd be generous, right?
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Ugly.
All right, Samantha, thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick break and come back with more things that your parents found out about you that were super embarrassing. I'm sure there are plenty of those calls that we'll take.
Talking about embarrassing or humiliating or possibly illegal things that you were caught doing by your parents and how they found out. Perfect example. Somewhere in Colorado right now, there's a lady driving around who may recognize her son's voice as the guy singing the Handlebar song.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have to explain that. She's going to call him and go, I swear that was you in the Flowbots. And he's going to go, all right, it was me. I'm sorry. But that's what we're talking about. 1-800-520-1067.
Why didn't you tell me you needed handlebars?
She's going to yell at him.
Let's start with Lauren in Villa Park. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
What did your parents find out about you?
Well, I was going to college in New York and a couple years ago during the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
It was 3 days after I moved in, and I met a guy there, and he's like, hey, let's go check out the protest. I was like, all right, you know. California girl, why not? Let's go. So we went, and it was around 34th Street, and we started blocking a delegate bus. We thought we were cool.
Right.
And then a little riot broke out, and I got pushed by this huge freaking guy. I pushed him back. He pushed me, and I went back to swing, and a cop stepped in, and I punched him in the jaw.
Oh, no.
And as soon as that happened, immediately I, like, sank to the ground and started bawling my eyes out. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to jail, which I did.
Oh.
And, yeah, and then, you know, 3 days after, well, about 2.5 days after I got out of jail, I thought, you know, I'm badass. This is so cool. So I wrote about it in our school's newspaper.
Okay, so wait a minute. At this point, your parents still didn't know.
No, they didn't know.
Okay.
But I also didn't know that they got the school's newspaper back home.
And so you that's wrote, how they found
you
out.
You wrote about it in the school newspaper.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, I didn't think they got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. My uncle was an alumni. He got it, too, and I think he was actually the one who called them.
Yeah.
And said, so, Lauren got arrested, huh? And they're like, what? And then I get
that's
this
awesome.
Call from my mother crying, why'd you get arrested?
Oh, there's nothing better than receiving your mom on a call who's crying. I've had that.
The best part was my dad in the background saying, how long were you in jail? And I was like, about 50 hours. He's like, good.
Well, rarely are people proud of you for hitting a cop, I'll tell you that. So, Lauren, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Renee in Orange. This one seems kind of mild these days, but it might not have been for Renee at the time. Hi, Renee. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What happened?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I was 18 years old, and my boyfriend and I decided that we were going to start having sex. And so I went to the doctor, did the good thing, got my prescription for birth control, and took it to the pharmacist.
Right.
Well, I guess I wasn't smart enough to take it to a different pharmacy than where my parents go.
Yes.
So a few months after we were having sex, my parents went to the pharmacy, and I had called in a refill for my prescription. And the pharmacist, because we have the same last name, gave them my birth control pills.
Oh, there you go.
Good That's times. Awesome. So your parents said, okay, here are your birth control pills.
Exactly. Home, dropped it in my lap and said, oh, we picked this up for you at the pharmacy, and didn't talk to me for 2 days.
I would think that would be a positive compared to the alternate, like what could have happened if you weren't safe.
True.
Exactly.
I mean, she's living at home.
You thought that too.
Conservative parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what age you are. Your parents always think you're too young to be having sex anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call, Renee. Wow, we got some good ones here. Let's take Ambra on line 4. This is lovely. Ambra, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hi, Freddy People. Hi, Bean.
Hello.
What'd your parents find out?
My mom one day was snooping through my email and decided to go through my pictures.
Oh, no.
And found pictures of me and a special friend having fun with each other.
So you had pictures of you having sex with someone.
Yeah.
On your computer.
In my email, yeah.
In your email. And how did your mom like those?
Yeah, she wouldn't talk to me for a while. She said I was disgusting.
Well, I imagine beyond the fact that you were doing what you were doing is the fact that you have pictures of it.
Yeah, you know, it was like the first time I did it, and the guy was a fireman, and he was really hot. So I was like, okay, whatever.
Amber, did you learn a little something about password protection at that time?
Yeah, let's just say I don't even email address now just for myself. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little too late a lesson on that one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call. And by the way, CC, Kevin, and Bean next time. Would you please?
Jeez. She was, how many details can I give? Oral, where
right.
the pictures were
right.
of. Jenna in Thousand Oaks. Good morning.
Hello. Hello, Lisa May.
Hello, Jenna.
What'd your parents find out?
Well, I model for a website called godsgirls.com. It's an alternative porn website for girls with piercings and tattoos.
Okay.
And my mom found my paycheck actually last night, and it said godsgirls.com in the return address, and she went to the website and found me on there. And surprisingly, she just asked me how much money I was making.
Really?
And told me if I'm making a good amount of money, then that's cool.
Really?
Yeah. And so now I'm kind of weirded out that, like, my mom's cool with me being naked online.
Yeah, that
What's
is...
What's wrong with your mom?
I don't know.
It is. It does turn everything upside down because you think you know what's going on in life. You know what you're doing. You know you're getting paid for it. You're fine with it, but you expect your parents to be against it.
Yeah, and my dad has no idea. My dad's out of the loop.
Oh, your dad knows.
Jenna. My dad does not know.
Jenna, your dad knows.
But it depends. I mean, if mom is smart enough to know how dad is going to react and it's going to be so bad that it's not worth telling him, then maybe he doesn't know.
But if if any of dad's friends found out, they would email him pictures constantly.
My parents are divorced, and my dad's always been kind of out of the loop with everything.
Yeah, he knows.
So... I don't know, but my boobs are on the internet, so I just hope my dad does not see them.
Good times.
Good times.
Thank you, Jenna.
CC, Kevin, and Bean. Again, I keep telling you, ladies, you're leaving out the most important part of the whole process.
All right, let's go to Nicole in West Covina. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Things your parents found you doing that were embarrassing.
Well, it was my mom's birthday party. We were at her... Everybody went back to her friend's best friend's house, and... We went back to my mom's house, me and her best friend's son, who was engaged to be married, and my mom walked in while he was giving me oral.
Ooh.
Yeah. Couldn't look her in the face. I could not even...
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah, that's not good.
It was humiliating. I was mortified.
Did you think you locked the door, or what did you...
Well, it was her house. She walked in.
I know, but...
We were in her bedroom, because her bed was much larger than mine, and...
But
there's not much you can do because I was like right at that point, right before we're gonna.
Right, but forgive me for asking this in a rude way. But you went into your parents' room and had sex. What are the chances they wouldn't find you?
Well, they were supposed to be at her birthday party at her best friend's house.
Yeah.
Hey, did
we
she
snuck off to my house?
I know.
Oh, okay. No one's gonna come here.
She had the same idea.
Did she tell her best friend?
I don't think so because he still got married.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I just wanted the sex. I didn't want anything else with him, so that was cool.
There you go.
God bless you.
Mine.
I love our audience. I find it very hard to believe, despite what Tom Morello said on our show last week, Kevin, that Rage Against the Machine haven't at least been tempted to try to do some new music with as long as they've been together this time.
Oh, dear God, I hope.
I mean, 7 years apart, then they get together. If you recall at the time, it was last year for Coachella. It was just going to be for a show. They weren't looking past that. And here they are still on the road. Here they are playing around the world. How can they not want to do some new music? I got to think they don't want to jinx it maybe by saying anything until it's done. Maybe.
Yeah, that could be. I hope that's the case. Yeah. I mean, I hope they're working on it because that would be great. Time for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. These are sites that links that we think you will find funny. We find them funny. You go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, then click on Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
What do you got for us today?
Well, in the Internet Roundup, if you haven't been there in a while, we do have the McLovin-Kristen Bell PSA. We have Hayden Panettiere talking about sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
We have the anchors fighting. Remember the news fight where the anchor was fighting with the reporter out in the street?
We got that up.
We got Gnomes Gone Wild. We got Jed the Fish, a bunch of his stuff up there that's very scary. We have the Dodgers baseball boogie. All of those sports teams are singing.
Mm-hmm. Including the Kevin and Bean team song, by the way. You can also find it at krock.com.
Sure, yeah. Johnny Knoxville's motorcycle accident. There's a bunch of stuff up there. Japanese crazy game shows.
Oh, those are the best.
Where it's just basically you answer the question, you get hit in the nuts. I mean, that is a pure game show right there. We have three more for you to check out. One is a real talent, and I think this kid's going places.
Some people prefer to blow their noses in private. 13-year-old Andrew Dahl is not one of them. Of course, Andrew isn't really clearing his nostrils. He's inflating balloons.
Yes. The kid is blowing up balloons with his nose.
Oh. A nifty little trick he's nurtured since he was 7 years old.
I was sitting in the car and I was bored.
Over the years, Andrew's nimble left nostril proved to be such a hit that he campaigned for and won the position of middle school president.
He won the position of middle school president because he could blow up a balloon with his nose.
And we wonder Andrew's, what's wrong with our politicians today.
Andrew's nimble left nostril just announced playing Saturday at Coachella.
That's good news.
On the grounds that he'd attempt to set a world record.
I just had to practice for a while and get down a good technique that would work.
213, not including the balloons that pop. Now Andrew says he's eager to celebrate what he's certain will become a new world record.
There you go.
Wow.
He sure blew up a lot of balloons with his nose. He sure did. Andrew's nimble left nostril.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember we were talking about the Dodgers and all of the old, the LA Lakers had one, an old rap video. The 80s were, especially when these were popular.
Of course.
Well, a K-Rock listener sent me a link to an old commercial for the tennis shoe The Weapon by Converse. And it was a rap song done by all of the superstars of that day, which I think was late 80s looking at this. You got Kevin McHale and Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson. And Larry Bird is the last guy that raps. And just listen to how awful he is. They're all holding up a shoe. It's a commercial.
The Converse weapon. That's a shoe. That's Magic do what he was born to do.
It may be so, but that's not all. They let Isaiah play like he's 10 feet tall.
For the kind of moves that never fail, the weapon's the choice of Kevin McHale.
The same is true for Mark McGuire. When I wear weapons, I'm on fire.
Well, what can the weapons do for King? Well, I can do just about anything.
You already know what they did for me.
That's
what?
Right.
I walked away with the MVP.
The Converse weapon. The number one weapon in the NBA.
That is some good rapping right there. Magic, awful.
Yeah, none of them were good.
Isaiah Thomas, awful.
I guess Larry Bird, awful. Back in those early days of rap, people thought anyone could do it. I think it took a while for it to sink in that there are some who are talented and maybe some not so much with the rapping.
And then there's one last link, and as you know, That's What She Said has been going around for quite some time. But really,
sure.
I think it's The Office that was on the forefront of that. And
we
have a link that you can go to. You can watch the setup and the joke, the setup and the joke, the setup and the joke of That's What She Said from The Office.
No, thanks. I'm good.
That's what she said. Pam?
My mother's coming.
That's what she said.
Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so.
That's what she said.
Does the skin look red and swollen?
That's what she said.
That's my joke. Damn it, Dwight.
You already did me.
That's what she said.
At least we put this matter to bed.
That's what she said. Or he said.
What I love about Michael, Steve Carell's character in The Office, is that he cannot stop saying it, no matter how inappropriate it is in every circumstance. Remember the episode last year when he was being deposed? He was in the court being deposed. He couldn't stop saying That's What She Said. And this video is very well done. I think it was originally posted at Gawker.com, but we've got it in the Internet Roundup, where they edit together all of the That's What She Said's through the entire history of The Office, one right after another, and it's great.
It is pretty funny. So go to KRock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and Internet Roundup. Just after the top of the hour, LaQuisha is back taking a look at Shot at Love 2 with Tila Tequila.
Better her than me.
This time, she means business. She's looking for love. This time. Not last
people,
time, but this time.
You have yourselves to blame for making Tila Tequila so successful that they brought it back for a sequel. If you wouldn't have watched the first one, this one wouldn't be on the air, okay?
She's so horrible.
Why are you bad, America?
Exactly.
Tila Tequila is so horrible. She can't read a cue card.
Yeah, she's
just super annoying. It's horrible.
But at least she's not attractive on top of it.
Right,
and she has
that.
A foul personality. At least she's got all of that.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
You are correct. Anyway, that's LaQuisha after 8. Now Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Congratulations, Larry King.
Is he die? Did he
no,
die?
Sir, no, sir. I wouldn't be congratulating him on his death. That'd be silly.
That's what he's looking for. Another
kid?
To.
Just announced, CNN has given Sir Larry a contract extension that will keep him on CNN until June 2011.
Really?
No.
They just want him to die on the air, don't they?
Apparently, they want him to die in the suspenders in the chair.
Yep.
Really?
Great ratings.
It'll be beyond his 78th birthday. He'll be rocking the questions on the CNN.
He can barely move.
So what about
that? That was just the shock of all shocks, you know.
George, where were you?
George.
No, this is Ringo.
Ringo, where were you?
I was in the Bahamas.
I was getting to it when George
I
was.
No, you weren't, Larry.
Shut up. It's
wrong.
My turn.
I know, but you got your name wrong, Ringo.
I know.
Ringo.
Give him
television.
A break.
Give him a break. He's old. There's only two remaining Beatles.
That's like the Beatles fighting about Larry King. It's just the best thing ever. Two of the biggest musicians in the history of popular music.
Well, one, and then the drummer.
You got your name wrong. Oh, give him a break.
No, Ringo is wrong. Just going back and forth. You're talking about Larry King.
Remember Kid Rock? I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
At the end of the interview.
Looking forward to meeting you. Remember Jerry Seinfeld? When your show got canceled.
It wasn't canceled! We went up the air with the number one show on television. We went up the air!
Whatever. What did it end?
No, it's a big difference between being canceled and going up the air!
Now, a lot of people have been suggesting, Ralph, that Larry would be stepping down soon and that would be Katie Couric's exit strategy, is that she would leave the CBS Evening News and start taking over for Larry on CNN. But now, apparently, she's going to be on ice for a while.
I had heard they were grooming Seacrest for that seat.
Oh.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. He would make Larry King look like Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
Really?
She put hairdo in that seat.
I'm really with the pole. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you.
Sorry. Those two clips would have been excellently separate.
It would have been better.
It's been very entertaining.
Better, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, sad news. You know the grizzly bear that was in semi-pro? The one that Will Ferrell wrestles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody run.
Everybody run. Everybody should have ran.
Uh-oh.
Apparently the grizzly bear killed his trainer. At a private facility for exotic animals that appear in TV and films, Randy Miller's Predators in Action facility was the location. Listen, Randy, if you're going to call your facility Predators in Action...
He's begging for it, isn't
he? You got to expect some action from the Predators.
Really?
Yeah, the grizzly bear, nicknamed Rocky, was working with three trainers when he snapped one after one and bit 39-year-old Stephen Miller on the neck, killing him.
Wow.
Yeah. The staff used pepper spray to subdue Rocky and contain the bear. There were no other injuries, but look, this is, if you're going to mess around with grizzly bears, you're going to get hurt.
Grizzly bears win.
Yes.
They always win.
And if you're on stage with a tiger or you got a mongoose in your pants, anytime you're with a wild animal effing around, you deserve to get murdered.
You deserve whatever you get.
That's what I'm saying. They're freaking giant, majestic beasts of prey. They will kill you.
And they know that they're always wild. There are certain animals that you cannot control ever.
Yeah.
And bears, I think, are one of them that they know for a fact.
Yes. Stop it. Stop it.
Although that movie wouldn't have been as funny without
that
the
was
bear.
Funny. It was a funny scene when he was wrestling the bear. Okay. All right. Randy, go ahead. Keep doing it. At your Predators in Action facility. You do good work.
Sadly, they'll probably put the bear down now, right?
No.
Probably, I hope not.
No.
That's what they usually do once they get that taste of blood.
No.
Now he's a man-eater.
No. They shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't.
Put Randy Miller down for naming his facility Predators in Action. Why didn't he call it the Cuddly Safe Place? Why didn't he call it that? We'd have been better off.
Let's have the bear wrestle Larry King next.
I like it.
Use him as a toothpick.
Why?
Why? I don't know. And, no, I'm not going to do that story.
Come on!
No,
bad story, just running late.
No, the only joke I had for it was just way too filthy, and I said, why should I get into the story when I really can't?
And you'll just be frustrated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes celebrated their daughter Suri's second birthday over the weekend. According to the National Enquirer, they held a party at the Beverly Hills Hotel, where guests dine on salmon, lobster, warm goat cheese salad, and creamed corn.
Oh, two-year-olds love
it.
It's like a little girl's dream come
true. It really
true.
Is.
Suri and all her two-year-old friends.
Oh, Lisa, it's like going to the Cinderella Castle at Disneyland. Being able to sit down at the Beverly Hills Hotel and have some warm goat cheese salad.
Fabulous.
Wow.
Now, look, I know kids. I know kids. And I know when you take them to Chuck E. Cheese's, you cannot keep them away from the warm goat cheese salad and cream corn part of the buffet.
It's always empty. Frustrating.
Why do parents do that? Why don't they give their kids something the kids would enjoy on the birthday?
I don't
Instead
know.
Of making it about them and what they want to do and impress their highfalutin showbiz pals.
I don't know.
Just wrong. I'm going to kidnap Suri.
I don't think you're
razor is my own.
I don't think you even want to say that on the air.
You mean that? I'm going to razor is my own.
I don't think.
I'm going to take her to Randy Miller's Predators.
And you mean anything like
we're
that?
We're going to raise her with leopards. See what happens. I was kidding, FBI. If you happen to
sometimes FBI, serious. When you're making jokes, it comes out like you're serious.
But it's not. Right. I'm not.
But you're
serious.
Not. No. You don't mean it.
I don't even like kids.
Right. He's the last person that would do that.
Especially Tom Cruise's.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to kidnap her. You're just going to kill her.
Oh, Jesus.
What is wrong with you?
That's what you were saying, isn't it? Do I misinterpret?
Yes.
I wish you would go work at Predators in Action. I would like to see you try to milk a grizzly.
Sir, he's going to live a long, healthy life.
God willing.
Unless Ralph has something to do with it.
Stop it. You are Xenu, man. They were right about you. What are your crimes? Today's celebrity birthdays. Joyce DeWitt. You know her from Three's Company?
Mm-hmm.
She was the ugly one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
69.
She's 59 years old today.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Michael Moore, big-time movie director, does all those documentaries.
69.
No, he's 54, shoot. Doc. Valerie Bertinelli from One Day at a Time, but most recently you could see her losing weight with Jenny Craig.
69.
Probably going to get her own daytime talk show out of it.
That girl's fat.
48 years old today. And Cal Penn, you know him from Harold and Kumar, of course.
He's not 69.
He's on House, who's one of the new doctors working under Greg House this season. He's 31 years old today. We're supposed to talk to Cal regarding his new movie, aren't we?
Yep.
Going to talk to him soon?
We got John Cho tomorrow, and I think on Friday.
John Choed? How dare you? Why are you calling him that? He seems like a perfectly nice fella.
That's not what I said.
Oh. I'm Randy
Who's
Miller,
69?
And I walk Predators in Action.
Someone's 69? They not?
Lee Majors, the $6 million
Thank
man.
Thank you. I've been...
69.
And the Fall Guy turned 69 years old today. Right. Sorry, I was running out of time. I thought I'd just breeze past Lee Majors.
Yeah, looking back on it, not worth it.
Really? You sure?
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman, Walk Movie Beat.
Hey, I believe our pal LaQuisha's on the phone right now. Hey, LaQuisha.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How y'all doing?
We are very good.
You're better than me.
How are you?
Better, worse than you.
What is that?
What happened?
I watched A Shot of Love 2 last night.
Yeah,
right.
This is...
But you loved the first one.
I know. But sometimes too much of a good thing. You know what they say.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if I need Tila Tequila to come back and look for love another time.
I am pretty sure.
She didn't find it the first time.
I am pretty sure, looking back on last show, that she wasn't really looking for it.
How dare you say that?
I'm just saying.
All the time on this show last night, she was saying how she tried to give love a chance, but it just didn't work out.
Right.
And her heart is broken because true love didn't happen for her.
Sure.
And she neglected to mention that she had a boyfriend the whole time she did the first series and never called the guy that she picked at the end of it.
Well, there was that.
There was that detail.
Sure, a little bit of that.
But I got good news.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, everybody. This bitch is back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah, that's true.
Then the bitch is back. They are bringing in 15 guys, straight guys again, and 15 lesbians. All under one roof to compete for her heart. And some of these people are a little too excited about meeting Tila Tequila, like this guy, Bo.
I think Tila's amazing, and coming from a small town, it's going to be hard not to be a little shell-shocked because she's this super hot, super celebrity.
He hasn't seen the All My Friends Are Strippers video, has
Let
he?
Let me check the checklist here. Super hot?
Yeah, no.
No. Uh-uh. Super celebrity?
No.
No. I think he's thinking somebody else. He's going to be disappointed when he gets to the house and Tila Tequila comes out with her big old alien-looking head, looking all ugly and annoying. Well, when they get the 15 lesbians and straight guys to the house, the first thing they do is put them all in separate cages.
Cages.
That's what I said.
Cages.
Cages. And she makes them dance for her inside the cage.
Yes.
Okay.
And whoever has the hottest dance gets to come inside the house, and the other group has to stay outside in the cold in the cage.
Wow.
So she encourages them to dance as sexy as they can, which includes taking off as much clothes as they can.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
And a girl named Samantha, she decides to take things to the next level by taking her boobies out.
I totally had to take one for the team. I was the one with my top off, all hanging out there, shaking them in the contest.
What a delicate young flower she is.
She's sweet.
And this is episode 1, by the way. This is where they start now on Tila Tequila.
Well, not to be outdone, one of the boys in the boys' cage decided to bring something else out for Tila to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that goes well.
And if this reaction is any indicator whether she likes guys or girls, I think we have the answer.
The guy who whipped it out, I mean, gross.
Yeah. If you're looking at a penis and you say gross, odds are you're a lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff Foxworthy all of a sudden.
Yes, you are.
If you look at a penis and you say gross, there's an excellent chance you're a lesbian. Well, she starts to bring all the girls into the house. That's who she chooses. And all the boys stay out in the cage. So she gets to meet all the lesbians first.
Sure.
So she's meeting them all one by one, and she's a little concerned about one girl she meets named Fame.
Fame seems like a really sweet girl. I don't know much about her aside from her name being Fame, and she wants to be famous, so maybe I have to watch out for her motives being here.
No. No, I'm sure she's after true love.
Right.
Just like you are.
She don't want to be on a show, the TV show, because her name is Fame, and she wants to be famous.
Her name is Fame.
She calls herself Fame.
That's her name.
I'm surprised.
I guess she thinks she's going to live
forever. LaQuisha, I'm surprised there's no one on the show named Publicity Whore while we're at it.
Might as well be. Well, the first thing she makes them do after she meets them all is to have a talent show. They got to show off their hidden talents so that she can get to know something about them.
Okay.
And the girl's doing different things, like a cheerleader girl, and another girl sings a song. And one girl, Serenity, tries to do stand-up comedy, which doesn't go so well. And she is very upset after the talent show because she doesn't feel she's doing so well. Meanwhile, there's another lesbian who takes some pity on her.
Mm-hmm.
Serenity was a little upset because she felt that her talent wasn't good enough and she thought she was going to get eliminated. I just felt like I needed to give her a little attention.
And by attention, Lily means she got to crawl all over Serenity and start making out with her and feeling her up.
Okay, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
You can't put 15 drunk lesbians in a room together and not expect a little hanky-panky to go on.
That's right.
Sure.
But Tila Tequila sees them making out.
Uh-oh.
From a distance.
Oh, no.
And she wants to be the one that they're all there for. She does not like that behavior at all. So she gets Serenity and Lily in a room, and she called them out in front of everybody.
Everyone here knows that I just had my heart broken, and I just ask that you respect that. And I only have one thing left to say to you both. Give me back my key and get the out of my house.
Whoa!
Whoa!
No, she did it!
Everybody knows I had my heart broken?
That's
she talking
right.
Is she really talking about the first show?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because she did not find love, and she got her heart broken.
But not finding love is not getting your heart broken. Finding love and losing it is getting your heart broken.
It is not acceptable that lesbians make out with anybody but Tila, so she gets them right out of the house.
That is wrong.
And the other lesbians are watching, and now they know she means business.
You know, this is, like, for real. She's really looking for love. She's not here for games.
That's right.
Love this show.
That's right. Just because she had you all dancing semi-nude in a big cage does not mean she's here for games.
This is for reals.
This is how you find love.
That's right.
Real love.
Yep.
Well, she votes out 6 of the girls, so now she's down to 9. And then she brings the boys in to meet them. And the first person she says hello to is Nick. And she thinks she knows Nick from someplace. Oh, that's right. He was the guy in the cage taking out his wing-wang, showing it to everybody.
Excellent.
Nick, nice to meet you.
You're Nick?
Yes, nice to meet you.
I think I saw your chode, man.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
Yeah.
I couldn't be sure. Is that what that is? Then she meets Chad, and you're going to love you some Chad. Chad is one of these boys with the frosted hair who just think he is everything.
Excellent.
So hot. I mean,
are you?
I know, because I'm packing heat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I'm packing heat.
He knows he's hot because he's packing heat.
That's
these
right.
Guys would make me turn gay.
These guys, I'll tell you something. Lesbians are annoying, but every one of these guys is just repulsive.
Yeah.
But no one more so than Chad. He is my favorite because not only is he packing heat, but he understands women. He thinks he knows what makes women tick. Here's his analysis.
Chicks love wang bone.
Why do you think they have strap-ons and things in that nature? Simulate wang bones, which I come stock with. Of course.
Oh, he's a keeper.
He is a wang bone.
Do chicks love wang bone? Is
chicks
that true?
Love the wang bone.
All right, then.
Now, here's the thing. You got 15 testosterone-filled young men in a room. Add alcohol, and what do you think the result is?
Love?
Not love.
Not
no.
Love. No.
Fighting.
Fighting.
And Jay from New Jersey and Bo from Ohio get all up in each other's face after Bo calls Jay a Corey Haim lookalike. They start fighting, not just about that, but they're also here to represent.
Stop talking about me behind my back and say what you gotta say.
I mean, you had Jay and then you had Bo. Two guys just trying to represent where they're from.
Jersey's a punk.
Then Ohio's a bitch.
Yes!
Jersey's a punk. Ohio's a bitch.
Did they graduate from the Kevin School of Debate, LaQuisha?
Now, first thing, everyone knows that Ohio's a slut and Jersey is a herpes blister.
Right, that's true.
So they're not even right when they're fighting about this.
Yeah.
So they get pull those two apart, and then they go to a fashion show for the guys where they dress up in silly costumes and try to impress her.
Yeah.
And everybody comes out dressed like a fireman or come out like a superhero or whatnot. And Nick, who we met earlier with the chode.
Sure.
He just comes out in a very nice suit walking down the runway towards Tila, only he is carrying a box in front of him.
Right.
You can imagine how that turns out.
Sure.
What you got for me, sexy?
Open it.
What the
f***
is that?
My f***ing box.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
It's a box of chode.
It's the old wang bone in the box trick.
What a surprise that was.
This guy cannot stop showing his wang bone. And she don't like that at all. So when it comes time to vote off the board, she votes six of them out. But MTV makes sure that she keeps Bo and Jay.
Sure.
Because you got to have New Jersey's a bitch, Ohio's a slut. Fighting all up in each other's face when they go to move into the house.
Yes, they do.
I'm so stoked about the move in. My only concern is, as long as Jersey doesn't step over the line,
doesn't know when to shut the f*** up.
I really thought I was going home because Amble's a headbutted bow in the nose. But hey, at any time, if he steps to me, Jersey's going to put him on his ass.
Here's a shot at love.
Oh, dear Lord. We got people calling themselves by the state they come from.
California's not going to watch this show.
That's going to be good for nobody.
All right, LaQuisha.
I'll talk to you next week.
Well done. We have a pretty cool prize for you right now. We are going to give you a hotel room for tomorrow night, Thursday night. You wake up early Friday morning and come to our breakfast with Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you stay at Coachella because the breakfast is out at Coachella. You stay there for the entire day on Friday on us.
Pretty cool.
So we're going to give away a bunch more tickets for that if you want to call for the Lick Lisa edition of Breakfast with Jack Johnson.
Yum, yum, yum.
Play that in just a couple of minutes. I don't know if you've gone to the website, krock.com, but in very, very tiny font, so tiny you could almost not see it,
yeah.
There are links for the set times. Oh. For Coachella. Yeah, if you blink, if you go past the page too quickly, you will not see it.
Okay.
But it's...
Well, that is helpful.
Little bitty link, and then you just say Friday, and I'll say all the set times. So
it's
you can see what
if you're going out there. You can plan ahead, right?
You can see on Sunday, for example, Roger Waters, Love and Rockets, My Morning Jacket. One of my favorites from a previous Coachella that I discovered there is Gogol Bordello.
Oh, do you like them?
Yes. I saw them. I was watching the AT&T Blue Room coverage of it.
Mm-hmm.
The day they played, I was like, what in God's name is this? It's so bizarre. They have people come out playing weird drums, and they're punk gypsies. They're gypsy punks.
Wow. A good way to describe it. Kind of Eastern European flavor. I'm not a fan of their record, but maybe it's one of those things that has to be seen live to appreciate.
I think Wangbone is also playing on Sunday. And then
Wangbone's very good, yeah.
On Saturday, you got your Prince, you got your Portishead, your Kraftwerk, your Death Cab for Cutie, your Rilo Kiley, your Flogging Molly.
Your Dwight Yoakam, by the way. How awesome is that?
That's not good. And
he's great.
But I think Saturday is Fingering Sasquatch, and that is a band to look for. And then on Friday, it's Vampire Weekend and Spank Rock and Goldfrapp and Serge Tankian and Tegan and Sarah and Fatboy Slim and Aphex Twin and The Breeders and The Raconteurs and The Verve and Jack Johnson. Or
it
Zach Johnson. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I think on Friday, Box of Chode is also playing, so you might want to check that out. Go to krock.com. You can almost find the links for the set times. And
We wanted to give you a little PSA, a little public service announcement. If you're heading out to the desert this weekend.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, Chapter 14, Temperature. During the day, temperatures at Coachella can reach those similar to that of the surface of the sun. You'll be tempted to strip off all of your clothing, and even then, may consider finding a way to remove your skin. The very last thing you'll be thinking about is a jacket. However, once the sun goes down, evening temperatures can plummet to anywhere from freezing to the approximate temperature of liquid nitrogen. So bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, or your friends may find you later as a blue-lipped corpse in the parking lot. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival, and as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
Breakfast with Jack Johnson. By now, you know, you get a hotel room in the desert tomorrow night. You join us for Breakfast with Jack Johnson on the grounds of Coachella Friday morning, and you get to stay all day to see all the bands Friday, including Jack Johnson headlining night number one. And we're going to play with a little game we like to call Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
Very strict rules. Oh. We abide by those.
Yeah,
those
moose.
Are, those rules are important.
Moose.
Moose, our now, intern is in here. 6 foot nine of them. All 6 foot nine of them.
He's going to have to lean over to lick.
It's going
to
be the licker.
Okay. I don't know. Is Moose going to be able to find you? He doesn't seem competent. To tell you the truth. Does he know how to lick?
She's the only girl in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moose, you all right with that? Because yesterday you were on some kind of cough syrup or something. I don't know
what
was
going on. No. I'm completely – I have a clean bill of health right now.
Because
so.
We don't want Lisa getting sick before Coachella and all
oh,
that.
No.
All right.
All
no.
right.
All right.
All right, here's the way Lick Lisa works, kids, for folks listening at home and those on hold getting ready to play, is I'm going to ask Lisa a question. The answer is always going to be a number. She is going to answer first, and then you're going to listen to her answer, and you're going to decide whether you think her number is right on or if you think the correct answer is actually higher or lower. And then you tell us, and if you're right, you get to, well, are we, what are we doing, giving away tickets or putting them in a drawing? I don't know how tight we are on these
I
things.
I think we're getting tight, but let's give them away for a while.
Because I'm just a little bit
anymore.
Nervous.
We're just going to give a couple away tomorrow, because tomorrow's the day you have to drive out to the desert.
Yeah.
So
okay. All right. So it sounds like you will win tickets then, and Moose will lick Lisa if you are correct. So let's right. Let's give it a try and see how the – it's amazing. We've done this game 1,000 times, and we're still a little tentative going into it.
All right. Let's say good morning to Jason in Victorville. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, party people. Lisa, how's it going?
Good, Jason.
It's going to be going better when Moose gets his gigantor tongue on her.
All right, listen up. Again, don't forget that Lisa answers first, so you listen up to what her answer is, Jason. As you know, Indio, California is where we're going to be heading tomorrow, Lisa. It's the home of, well, the International Tamale Festival, but of course the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival is what put it on the map. Here's your question. How many bands are going to be playing this weekend during the entire 3-day Coachella Festival? How many artists are going to be performing?
Lisa?
45.
45 is her answer. Jason, do you think that's right on, or is the correct answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Well, maybe 45 a day. 132 groups performing
well,
at Coachella
just
this weekend.
Stupid.
No, it's fantastic.
I can't see that many bands.
Jason, congratulations. We'll see you at the breakfast.
Awesome.
All right. Moose?
I believe I'm getting licked.
Do what you need
lick
to do.
Lick away.
Oh, he's just grabbing a hand.
It's like a cat.
He's bad.
I just like to say 45 is not even trying, by the way. That's not even paying attention.
I know. Yeah. Sarah in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
Sarah, you a big Jack Johnson fan, I hope?
I'm a huge Jack Johnson fan.
Okay. Well, you may have an advantage on this question. Listen up. Lisa answers first. Raised on the north shore of Oahu, it was only natural that Jack Johnson would choose to grow up and become a surfer and direct the famous surfing film called The September Sessions. Here's your question, Lisa. In feet, what was the biggest wave ever surfed?
Oh, wow.
In feet.
Ever surfed.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm going to say 30 feet.
30 feet tall? Sarah, is that right on, or is the correct answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to say, yeah, 85 feet is the answer.
Well,
we were
I know
for.
There are waves that high, but who can
they surf them?
Some dude.
Those apparently. Guys in the Bra Boys do, or whatever those guys are from that movie. Congratulations, Sarah. We'll see you there Friday morning. Well, thank you.
This is turning out to be very easy for our Jack Johnson fans.
Yeah, Lisa must just be dying for me to lick her.
That's what
yeah,
it is.
But look in the right place over
come
here.
On.
Right here.
Oof,
come here.
Come here. Man, she's having to okay, lead you by the
better.
Hand.
Well, sometimes you have to do that with a boy.
He's got a giraffe tongue, though, doesn't he? He doesn't even have to move.
All right. I think maybe one more yes. pair to give away. I think that's about all we got today.
Okay.
Shannon in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Shannon.
Hello. You will be our last competitor for this game if you win the tickets.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to play the initials game here. Jack Johnson is headlining Coachella on Friday night. He was a film student at UCSB. The band MGMT plays on Saturday. TCBY frozen yogurt chain has how many Los Angeles locations?
Lisa? How many TCBY locations in Los Angeles?
I don't see that many of them, so I'm going to say 20.
20. Is that the answer right on, or is it the correct answer higher or lower?
Actually, we go with lower.
I'm going to say that the answer is right on. So 20 is correct.
I'm
so I'm so sorry, Shannon. Nice try, though.
Oh, you just crushed Shannon. Now we can do another one, though. Let's go to Kurt.
I was embarrassing myself. I had to get better.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all that often that it's right on, but the possibility exists. That's why we give you that as a choice.
All right, let's go to Kurt in La Mirada.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
All right, here's your question. Lisa answers first. Banana pancakes, of course, rule so much that Jack Johnson wrote about them in a love song. Sadly, there is no ode to the lonely banana cream pie. But here's your question, Lisa. How much do Paul Frank's Commando banana hammock underwear retail for?
It's Paul Frank.
Yeah.
The Paul Frank Commando banana hammock.
Whoa.
Easy there. Hammock. What you're saying, but wow.
I'm going to say
$14.95. Is that right on, or is the correct answer higher or lower, Kurt?
Ooh, I think it's right about there, but let's go a little bit lower.
I'm sorry, no. Paul Frank, very expensive. $18 for that pair of underwear, I'm sorry to say. Nice try, though. So,
sorry,
no
dude.
Licking. No licking, no winning. Sorry.
All right, let's do one more. If they win it, they do, and if not, we'll give them away another time. This is Jonathan in Los Angeles. Good morning, Jonathan.
What's up, party people? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jonathan.
All right, here we go. We've been talking about Jack Johnson. He, of course, is a champion surfer. He has a sponsorship from Quiksilver. Here's your question. Nestle's Quick is fortified with how many vitamins and minerals, Lisa?
Nine.
Is that exactly right, or is the correct answer higher or lower, Jonathan?
Oh, man, I want to say exactly right, because now you guys threw me off. I'm going to say higher.
I'm going to say yes. Oh, excuse me. What did Lisa say?
She said,
I said nine.
Nine?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say seven is the correct answer. So sorry.
Jonathan.
Bean said yes, and I looked at my paper like, what?
So sorry. I forgot what Lisa said. Well, we got more tickets to give away on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for playing Lick Lisa.
Lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, our man Dave, the King of Mexico, continues his assault on Kristen Bell.
Oh.
As he...
His romancing of
right,
Kristen Bell,
I mean.
I think is how he prefers to
his
think
romancing,
of it.
That's what I meant, yeah. He's going to win her over.
And we're having to hire outside professionals to help Dave win Kristen, so we'll tell you all about that coming up. Plus, what's new with Harvey Levin at TMZ.com. First, though, speaking of entertainment, Ralph, that was quite a guarantee that you made a moment ago about your first showbiz story today.
Well, you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
You tell me.
You promised that we'd cry tears out of our buttholes.
Yes.
Okay.
You will rejoice in this story unlike you have any other.
All right.
That I've ever presented for your entertainment.
Ever.
All right, you're totally setting yourself up.
That's a lot.
Am I, Lisa? Oh, am I?
I think you are.
Why don't you reserve judgment until you hear the story?
All
and
right.
Then you tell me whether I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Just announced, a filing took place on March 26th in a New York Supreme Court in Manhattan. It was a matrimonial case. The records have been sealed, but we have just found out this news. That after 3.5 years of marriage, Star Jones has filed for divorce from her husband, Al Reynolds.
Yeah! Yeah!
And what did Al Reynolds do?
He was a little flimsy.
Yes.
That's what I believe.
Is that what she claims?
That's what everybody believes.
Details are being kept sealed right now, but it has been filed, and she is leaving her husband of 3.5 years after
a wedding that happened in 2004 in which she had 500 wedding guests, three matrons of honors, 12 bridesmaids, four flower girls, and went public on her ABC television show, The View, to get sponsors to give her free stuff for her wedding.
She got the whole thing sponsored.
Anything.
She had giveaways and stuff. Everything was sponsored. Had a billboard.
She bragged of having the world's longest bridal train behind her on her dress that beat Princess Diana's. That was her goal.
Oh, for God's sake.
And now, after 3.5 years of marriage, over!
Yeah.
Divorce!
There was no way he could have lasted any longer with her.
No.
Let's be honest.
That is magical. Please listen to her quote. Several years ago, I made an error in judgment by inviting the media into my most intimate area of my life.
Ew.
A month ago, I filed for divorce. The dissolution of a marriage is a difficult time in anyone's life that requires privacy with one's thoughts.
F you.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have committed myself to handling this situation with dignity and grace and look forward to emerging from this period as a stronger and wiser woman.
F you, you effing bitch.
Screw you, you publicity-seeking whore.
So and now that I'm not fat, maybe I can get a straight guy.
No. She added in her statement, Doc, take the band off my stomach because Mama's going to eat.
By the way, Ralph is the one who first made the observation, and I think of it every time now that I see Star Jones on television, is back when she was obese, we did not notice how ugly she is.
Yeah,
she lost
true.
All the weight, and then you look at her and you go, oh, my God.
She looks like an insect.
She does. She looks like an insect.
Like an alien creature.
So she's saying she got everything in her wedding sponsored, but now she'd like some privacy.
Yeah.
She jammed that effing event down our throats for a year.
Uh-huh.
On every television and tabloid show you turned on was talking about her effing wedding.
Every magazine.
Now she needs her privacy, and everyone should back off and not talk about this story. I'm going to talk about your freaking divorce every day for the rest of my life, you formerly fat whore.
Jeez, what a bitch.
God damn her right to hell.
What's going to happen to her flimsy husband, by the way?
I think he is going back to cage dancing at Rage. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's
of course
hot.
Not. What an idiotic question.
Yeah.
And extremely insulting
sure.
to me and to my husband.
Right.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And it's silly.
He's going back
silly.
To selling test tube shooters over there at the Gold Rush.
Excuse me?
I didn't know those existed.
You've test tube shooters? Test tube shooters?
I've seen the ones between the breasts, but I don't know where they would have them at the Gold Rush.
Well, that's what you got to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Do you want a test tube shooter?
She's not going to be able to find another human being on this planet. Is she?
Who would have her? Who would have her?
Oh, dear God.
Her.
Just somebody blind and deaf is the only one.
Most foul.
Just ugly. Yeah. Just, she's ugly.
Well, I don't think Ralph
oversold that one, Lisa.
I'll give it to him.
Isn't that just a joyous story?
It really
just takes
is.
Just
it's
so much
best.
Pleasure in her pain.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hate her.
Here's another story, which gives me no pleasure at all. Actor Ewan McGregor, one of my favorites, had a bit of a cancer scare this month.
Oh,
yeah. Turns out he's got that cute little mole under his right eye that all the girls love.
Okay.
Cancer.
Oh.
Mm. They had to have it removed, but doctors say they got it in time, so he should be fine. He said, I just had a little skin cancer under my eye. He says, you got to be careful when you have skin like mine being out in the sun. So apparently he's okay now, but you got to be careful.
I hear all the cool guys are getting the skin cancer removed, right?
Pretty much. It's pretty hip. It's what all the Hollywood bigwigs are doing now. They
right.
say if you get it removed, you'll probably be a big movie star. That's
I don't
what
think
say.
That's what they say.
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my
close up my
contract coming to mail.
How's his film look with Hugh Jackman? I haven't heard much about that.
Deception? I think it looks good.
I think it looks good, too.
Although both good actors.
It's a hard sell sometimes for Hugh Jackman to be the heavy.
Yeah.
Because most people like him to be the good guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it should be interesting. And that Michelle Williams is also in it.
Yeah.
Looking very sexy. Last night, American Idol was Andrew Lloyd Webber night.
That is bad, and F you all for watching it.
But it wasn't as bad as you'd think it would be, Kevin. It was it was actually quite entertaining.
Talk about flimsy. That's your word. I'm going to throw it right back in your face.
How dare you, sir?
I expected so little from Andrew Lloyd Webber, because I don't really know anything about him, except he's been writing hit musicals for 35 years. But what a delightful guy. What a smart guy. I mean, he really was. He was just pleasant to watch.
That may be the flimsiest thing you've ever
Ralph
said.
Ralph is flimsy. You're an effing twink. All right? That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that he was smart, and he was perceptive, and he was articulate, and he spoke his mind.
Who uses the word delightful?
He was delightful.
Come on.
I enjoyed spending time with him on the TV last night.
He was lovely.
Come on.
He was
lovely.
He
was a delight.
Why do I work with two gays?
You can't trust them far as you can throw Star Jones after Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, come on.
I think everybody was talking about that was Brooke White, who sang a song from Evita, stopped the song after she started it because she forgot the lyrics and had the band start over again.
Aww. People think that will not bode well for her in tonight's voting up process.
How long is the show tonight?
Not good.
4 hours? I
believe it is a four-hour procedure.
For the one-minute reveal?
Yeah. There's six people left. The show gets longer as there's less people. I can't understand how that possibly works.
It does.
You can see the results show tonight. And Marley Matlin got voted off of Dancing with the Stars last night.
Why? Because she's deaf?
Inexplicably.
Is that why?
I can't keep a beat.
I'm sorry, Marley. What happened on the show?
I can't keep a beat.
It sounds like Marley's got a bad head cold.
It does.
I can't keep a beat. I can't blow my nose.
She's not retarded, Lisa. I know we always tell you that, but you understand she's just deaf, right?
That's how I do.
But deaf people can't hear the words, so they say them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't say affected, them retarded.
I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Kind of. There's a good cross there.
I'm punk Lincoln Deaf Guy. Make a sign. Grab your hand and make a sign. I'm punk Lincoln Deaf Guy. Make a sign.
Hey, that's Deaf Guy.
I'm just like that.
No, you don't. You're
just
doing
like that.
That.
Just like that.
I'm deaf and sticky.
That's what oh, man. This is ugly.
Today's celebrity birthday is Cal Penn. You know him from Harold and Kumar. He's not even Asian.
Yes, he is.
He's Indian. Is he an Indian?
I thought he was
Thailand
or something.
Yeah, that
was East Indian.
Some BS.
All
I know
is he taught the history of Asia at UCLA. Remember when we busted his balls on it? So I'm sticking to my guns, dude.
All right,
and we'll find out.
Take a buck out of Mike's tip jar.
Wait, no!
You can't take it out if he's right.
Yeah, what if I'm right?
All right.
Yeah, what are the chances of that though?
We'll hold off.
Right. Is Indian considered part of Asia?
Yeah, that's what we learned.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're lumping themselves in with the Asians? Mm-hmm. That's not right.
No one has known less when they're talking about something than we do right now.
Throw a bucket in my tip jar, dude. Throw a bucket.
He's right.
Yet.
He's right. We had a whole thing about it.
All right.
He's also on House. Cal is 31 years old today. Valerie Bertinelli, you know her from being fat and then losing weight. She's 48 years old today. George Lopez, the comedian, is 47 years old today. Ever seen the size of his head?
No.
He dwarfs your head, Kevin.
Really?
Dwarfs it.
How?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Michael Moore, documentary director, is 54 years old today. Lee Majors, who was not only Steve Austin, the $6 million man, but he was also Colt Seavers, the fall guy. Colt Seavers, by the way.
Right.
Greatest effing name ever on television.
Wow.
I'm Colt Seavers. I'm the unknown stuntman. Makes Eastwood look so good.
Lee Majors sang his own theme song on The Fall Guy. That's how talented he is.
Yeah.
Bitch.
69.
Yes, he is 69. And Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Dave, the King of Mexico, has joined us in the studio. Hola, Dave. How are you?
What up?
You say hola as if he speaks Spanish.
That means hello, Dave.
Yeah.
How did you feel it went when we had your girlfriend-to-be, Kristen Bell, on the other day, and you tried to wow her and woo her with your plan for total domination?
You know what? She was so overwhelmed that she was silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
That's about how I remember it. Dave, we were talking to her about forgetting Sarah Marshall. And Dave, where did you find the information out about that she collects salt and pepper shakers?
It was in the Back of People magazine.
Back of People magazine.
Yeah. And by the way, one of those quotes, you know.
This all goes back to when she bonded with Dave over being Clipper fans.
Right.
And then she made the mistake of, what, texting you once or calling you?
She called me, you know, when we wished her happy birthday and, you know.
And Dave's on the phone with her, and he's like, yeah, I'm just on the phone with Kristen Bell. I was like,
we had a good 15-minute conversation.
I think Omar has the clip when he's talking to Kristen Bell about a week ago.
My mother, who is a strange duck herself, decided one day that that's what I should be collecting, and she has gotten me 12 different sets.
Excellent.
And they're awkward, like they're weird, like some of them, some of them are just inappropriate ones, like they're little Indian people, or
sure.
They're just like 1950s salt and pepper shakers that probably are not that PC anymore.
Yeah,
but
right.
Are cute, like King Kong and the tower he climbs.
Dave,
but
where do you go from, I hear you collect salt and pepper shakers? What's your next move after that?
I mean, I'm just saying, now she's going to get a personal Dave the King of Mexico salt and pepper shaker. So
that's it? That's your move?
Well, no, it's just a little, you know.
a little gift.
Did you hear that? So, did you hear the voice? Ah, Dave.
Yeah, right. But so yesterday, I say to Dave, I say.
Yes.
Dave, what are you doing with the salt and pepper shakers? Nothing. I said, what do you mean nothing? Ralph found a site where they make salt and pepper shakers.
You can't go on and promise your lady love that you're going to surprise her with a gift, get her excited, and then just abandon it. You can't drop the ball. You got to look into it now, Dave.
I also can't be all desperate and just send it right away, dude. You got to
send it right away.
No game game.
Well, it takes a while to get them made.
If we left it to you, it would never happen.
Let's say good morning to Jason Rosenfeld, who runs Whoopass Entertainment. Jason, good morning.
Hi there, how are you?
You guys can make custom couple salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, that's right. We just take a photograph of the people who want the shakers made of them, and they're hand sculpted and hand painted.
Wow.
How about that? Now, you guys do bobbleheads and stuff like that? You do a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, we make a bunch of products. Probably our most popular are the bobbleheads. We sell quite a lot of those, and you know those are customized as well. With you can get pretty much any body style you want. They're painted how you want them. And okay. We do some other things too, like
I hope you don't mix them though, because the salt and pepper shaker that's a bobblehead will just spray salt everywhere. Won't stop. You know, you got to do one or the other.
It'd be a disaster. Right. Now, how popular are salt and pepper shakers?
We get they're not nearly as popular as the bobbleheads, but we get a fair number of orders from them. I'm not sure there's quite as many salt and pepper shaker collectors out there as bobblehead collectors.
Well, that'll be over once the Dave King of Mexico and Kristen Bell shakers are made.
Now, what we'd like to do is send you a picture of Dave.
Yeah.
Do you do fat Mexican?
We'll send you a body style that's available.
Yeah. We'll send you a picture of Dave, and then we'll send you a picture of Kristen Bell. And then we'd like you to make them a couple as salt and pepper shakers, and then Dave can send those over to him. Her.
Yeah, that's no problem.
That'll work?
At all.
Okay, good.
I'm sure it's going to be a big hit with her.
I think Dave should be in a sombrero with a poncho.
On a donkey.
It's only a face. It's only a face, so the rat.
No, it's not
face.
Only a face, is it?
Yeah, it's only a face.
Wait a minute.
Is that right, Jason?
You can do the body, can't you, Jason?
Well, not with a salt and pepper shaker. We couldn't do a body, but we could certainly put a sombrero on him.
Oh, so it's the whole, it's just the head.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
The head.
Exactly.
No, you don't want to take away from the radness, dude, so leave the sombrero off.
I like the sombrero.
Sombrero is awesome. By the way, can you put a beard on it? We want real hair. Is that possible? And it has to make him look fatter than he is.
And if Dave, do you want to be salt or pepper?
Oh, I'm the pepper.
Oh, he's pepper. No question.
In that relationship, he's pepper, she's salt. You know?
Yeah.
Can you make him sleeping, Jason? Is that a possibility? Can he have his eyes closed?
Sure.
All right, so we want sombrero, we want beard, we want sleeping. And then just make her cute.
Jason, again, is with Whoopass Enterprises. The site is whoopassenterprises.com. For people who want to get salt and pepper shakers like us, and we are serious about this, Jason, we really do want to put this order in. How long does it take to get them back, and how much does it cost us?
It takes about 5 to 7 weeks is our standard delivery time.
But in a situation like this where it's desperate. Hello?
Weeks for you guys. And we do have a 2-week option available on our website as well.
Oh, two weeks.
Okay.
That's good.
There you go.
That may be what we have to go for.
That way, Dave, he makes her wait for a little while, which is good. Yeah. But not too long.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. And what's this going to cost us, Jake?
The salt and pepper shakers cost around $100.
$100.
Oh, great. That's a small price for love, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you add fingerless gloves to the head? Is that possible?
Do what now?
Oh, never mind.
All right, I don't think so. All right. Well, listen, our producer, Alex, will definitely be back in touch with you after the interview to get you all the materials that you need. We're actually very, very excited about this. And hopefully this will be the thing that turns the trick that gets Kristen to go, hey, wait a minute. Dave is the perfect man for me after all.
Yeah. And when that happens, we're going to do nothing but complain. How could that have happened? And
well,
it's going to be our fault.
This is the least I could do for after she sent me those awesome flowers on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, she's so stoking the fire, and she doesn't even know what she's doing. All right, Jason, thank you. Whoopassenterprises.com is the website. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now.
Bye.
You owe us, dude. If this works, you owe us.
Of course.
I mean, you
Seriously.
Owe us.
I'll name my first kid Kevin.
Thank you.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
You call us, 1-800-520-1067. We load you up with tickets, this time to Championship Off-Road Racing, Saturday and Sunday this week in April 26th and 27th at the Fairplex in Pomona. Won't you please enjoy? I think
think producer, former producer Lightning must still be behind the prizes we're giving away. That's the only thing that's
possible. Let's begin with Nick, who is calling from Hawthorne. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I was just calling because now they canceled Robin Big, which was like the best TV show ever. I don't know what to watch anymore.
Yeah, that's a tough one to replace. I don't know what else is out there with that sensibility.
Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Oh, no. God, no.
No?
Not really, no.
I was flipping to the channels last night, and I saw that they got rid of the Deaf Lady.
Yeah, and Dance with
Marley Ballard. Yes. Deaf Lady's gone.
And oh, very sad.
Yeah, by the way, he was flipping through the channels, he's quick to say.
Yeah,
I wasn't watching.
Who was the star? Who was the star of Robin Big? I can't remember. I know it was Big. Big was the one guy.
Rob Dyrdek.
Rob who?
Dyrdek.
Dyrdek.
Yeah.
Now you know
the
his name.
I recall.
Why? What?
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Dyrdek is part of Robin Big, and we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Dyrdek. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Dyrdek is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big.
That was a moment with Kevin.
All right, great.
He was in studio. You called him Rob Dyrdek to his face about 58 times.
Then we called him back so I could say I was sorry, and he thought it was funny. He said, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah,
great.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Let's try Christopher on line 6 on the Kevin Bean Show. He's from the LBC. Hey, Chris, what to do, nephew?
What to do, to Kevin Bean? How you doing, baby boo?
Yeah, I'm good, Christopher.
What's going on?
I was watching SportsCenter yesterday, and I was wondering if you guys happened to see the riots they had in Montreal after they won the series with Boston the other night.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Montreal, they are crazy there. This was just the first round of the playoffs. Yeah,
this was the conference semifinal.
Quarterfinals.
Aren't they supposed to win till after they wait till they win the cup to actually burn Canada down?
You would think. Bean and I went when the Kings were in the Stanley Cup Finals against Montreal in 1993, I want to say.
That's right.
And I thought it would be funny to wear a Kings jersey and everybody would be all, I could mouth off to everybody about it. And Bean started pointing me out to them. Hey, yeah. Kings fan right here. And it was funny the first period. Second period, they started drinking hard. And I started really getting scared because now they were spitting on me and shoving me. And we were literally scared for our lives. And when we went outside, it was the night they won the cup in Montreal.
Oh, wow.
And we went outside, and there were chairs going through windows and cars on fire.
It was crazy.
We thought we were going to die, and we were like high-fiving people. We won! Woo! I totally just turned away from my team because I wanted to live. I thought that was a fair trade.
Coward.
I thought it was a fair trade.
Coward.
I would have died.
Did you throw away your
jersey? I did. I would have died. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
Yeah, the tech is serious in Montreal.
They riot after the quarterfinals. That's crazy.
Okay, it's serious business up there.
I know we've mentioned it before, but they've had a real drought for the cup in Canada. It's been 15 years since that year in 93 that Montreal won. That's the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. So I would imagine that those teams that remain are a little bit rabid right now.
What are they going to do when my Flyers go up there and beat Les Habs?
They will burn you to the ground.
Oh, wow. That would be bad.
Yeah. Let's go to Ray, who is calling from Long Beach. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, guys. What to do? What to do, baby boo?
Hi, Ray.
Go on.
I don't know if you guys keep up with Maxim magazine. But they got a great issue this month with Alicia covered on the cover. And,
yeah, those pictures of her are quite good.
Mm. Yeah, the Gillian Anderson, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's great. Up with that? Where's she been?
Yeah, seriously. I guess the new X-Files movie's coming out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they got an article in here for the 300 movies you must see before you die. And it's great. They got comedy, Anchorman and so on. But for sci-fi, they have a movie. I don't know if you guys ever seen it. One of my favorites, Starship Troopers.
That was a good movie.
I never saw that.
I liked it.
Horrible.
Is that the giant ants?
Yes, Casper Van Dien and Denise Richards.
Yes.
Oh, it's not a good movie.
It was good.
It's horrible.
What about it? You're complaining that it was on this list? Is that what you're calling, Ray?
Well, before Ralph shot that negativity, I wanted to ask him if there was a way we could petition or get this movie remade or a sequel or something.
And what are you thinking now? Awesome.
Well, I don't know. He kind of...
Yeah, he rained on your parade, didn't he?
Yeah.
Why would you want it remade if you like the original?
Well, a sequel would be nice. If you've seen the end of the movie, they kind of lead up to something.
I know. I've been dying to know what happened after that.
And they never made a sequel.
King of Mexico.
Starship Troopers is the best sci-fi movie, I think, ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm with you.
All right. Ray, King of Mexico's on your side.
Guns, shooting, they're blowing stuff up. Boobs, everything, dude.
Everything.
They're blowing up boobs?
No, they're blowing bugs up, but nuclear bombs,
Doogie.
I liked it too. To me,
it's awesome.
It was in the spirit of a 50s sci-fi movie. It was one of those, you know, alien invader types movies. And I just thought it had a great. What are you laughing
are
at?
Are you guys aware that you're saying they blow up insects or bugs or something?
Sure.
Are you,
yeah.
Are you aware that that's what
bug
you're saying?
Is a dead bug, man.
All right.
All
okay.
right. Thanks. Even by thanks sci-fi standards, the acting in that movie is unwatchable.
Dave, throw on some headphones because we got a call that concerns you while we're out of here.
I gotta go.
Kurt is from Foothill Ranch on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Kurt. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do, Kurt?
What's going on?
Hey, I got a question for Dave. I mean, all this concern with Kristen Bell. What happened to Yasmin?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, what is going on there,
what the
Dave?
Hell?
She doesn't mind Kristen Bell. It's Kristen Bell. Everyone gets their, you know, everyone has their list.
You're just going to bring her into the fold?
Yeah. You know, special guest.
Add her to the rotation.
Special guest.
Special guest star.
He's got a show. He's getting cameos.
So, Dave, do you have a deal where if you're allowed to upgrade to whatever celebrity you're in love with, that's understandable? Like, who can blame you if you get the shot at Kristen Bell? Is that what it is?
Exactly.
But see, here's the thing. She would, of course, agree to that because there's no chance in a million years. And then if it happens, she's going to go, oh, but I, and you're just going to go,
it's Kristen Bell, man.
Hi.
Yeah or no, it's gone. It's
why are you
over,
going after Christian Bale? I don't understand.
The way Dave Kristen pronounces
Bell.
It, they are virtually identical.
They are, yeah.
That's true.
It's Christian Bale. It's Christian Bale.
Either one is on his list.
Bumper shakers to Christian Bale.
I want to thank our special guest, Harvey Levin, for joining us from TMZ.com today. Tomorrow, very special Kevin and Bean Show because we're very, very close to being out of tickets for this Breakfast with Jack Johnson, right? Because I guess you leave tomorrow to stay tomorrow night to join us Friday morning.
Yeah, we got a couple of pairs left. Dave, get out there and talk to Taylor and Torrance and get his phone number, please.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Need to talk to him.
He had a dream that his voice was swapped for Rodney's.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, he was speaking with Rodney's
That's
voice.
That's called a nightmare.
You take your own life at that point.
Hold on, Taylor. We're going to get your information. What were you saying? I'm confused now.
Jack
we're
Johnson running
Jack
out of
Johnson's
tickets.
Breakfast. Tomorrow yeah, night. Running out of tickets, yes.
Tomorrow night, we leave for Friday's breakfast, and we're going to give tickets away tomorrow.
We got a hotel room for you. We got tickets for the breakfast, and we have tickets for Coachella, the first day of which is Friday.
Yes.
So that is tomorrow morning. We have John Cho. He's Harold Andor Kumar.
He's also Sulu in the new Star Trek movie.
That's right.
Hey.
Yep. Yeah. O.J. Simpson is going to be on the new Celebrity Apprentice, it looks like. We'll tell you about that. Sports superstitions on tomorrow's show?
Listen to this, Ralph. Psycho Mike is convinced that if he doesn't wear the right sneakers to the game tonight, the Lakers will lose.
That's just madness.
Nope.
Of course it is.
They have never lost when he wears
this. What
do you got to
do? You got to take Denver's logo and put it in the freezer. You put some water, you submerge it, and that's then all. You freeze them out good before call. The game. That's what you need to do. The sneakers is idiotic.
But what happens if someone in Denver does that with the Lakers stuff? Doesn't it cancel it out?
They don't do that in Denver. They're not smart enough.
And we will continue our investigative reporting as we get to the bottom of a story about a priest in Brazil that flew away in a balloon, and they haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. So we're going to call Brazil
and
get to the bottom
country.
Of that whole thing.
You're going to call the country
Kevin and, Bean,
and ask them about a story.
Investigative reporters.
The thing that never works.
Oh, how dare you. The last two times?
Yes.
Worked like a charm.
Last time was a setup, by
yes,
the way.
It was.
You had somebody set up that was a listener you were going to talk to.
That's correct.
And although it had a rough start,
it only
well
took us four
end.
Calls
right.
to get them.
That was
right.
the best case scenario. It took you four times to get
one
through
before
to
that? Magic.
Yes.
Magic.
No, it wasn't magic at all.
Right.
What about 40 yes. Minutes Nonstop K-Rock coming up next, including Nothing Else Matters from Metallica, also Pork and Beans, a new one from Weezer. We got Offspring coming up, Foo Fighters, Incubus, Pennywise, and more next on K-Rock.